Blog Talk Radio.
Big Sight, New Paint.
Go, go. Big Sight.
Yeah.
All eyes on me.
Buffalo. Yeah. Roll up in the club.
All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
You know what? I bet you got it twisted. You don't know who to trust. So many players hate. Trying to sound like us. Say they ready for the bump, but I don't think they know it. Straight to the depths of hell, the freedom cap is gone. Well, all you see is that. Follow when you see me and let the devil suck. But the day they finally freed me, I got a caravan of every time we ride. Hit what's up when we dance by. Until I die, live the life of a boss player. Cause even when I'm hot, we're being too close late.
All right, everybody. This is Jay Barnes. I'm trying to get the show started. For Lady A, cause she, you know, she do what she normally do, be a little late, you know, she got that lateness in her blood. Mississippi Joe, I don't know where you at, match the one button, and I can't see you, Mississippi Joe, match the one button, please, sir. Everybody, I like that song so much, I'm gonna give it to you one more time. I think the good thing that we need to start doing on these radio shows, we need to start having a little music. That's what I want to do. I want to crank up the music thing. Hold on, let me. Y'all give me a minute so I can find Mississippi Joe. That Mississippi Joe, please match the one button. I don't know where you at out there. You know, Lady A done threw me out under the bus, and I'm trying to get this boy up and running. But for y'all that don't know, I need to listen to Tupac one more time. Check this out.
Big Sight, New Paint.
Go, go. Big Sight.
Yeah.
All eyes on me.
Buffalo. Yeah. Roll up in the club.
All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
You know what? I bet you got it twisted. You don't know who to trust. So many players hate. Trying to sound like us. Say they ready for the bump, but I don't think they know it. Straight to the depths of hell, the freedom cap is gone. Well, all you see is that. Follow when you see me and let the devil suck. For the day they finally treat me, I got a caravan of every time we ride. Hit what's up, don't be satisfied. Until I die, live the life of a boss player. Cause even when I'm hot, we're being too close late.
All right, y'all. I think Lady A just lay player hooking. And Mississippi Joe might be drunk, but this is what we're gonna do tonight. Until Mississippi Joe come on, you know, we're gonna treat him like, you know, how the teacher, you know, when the teacher step out of class, we're gonna have some fun until the teacher come back. So until Mississippi Joe come on, y'all, we're gonna have a ball. If y'all just bear with me 1 minute, I'm gonna try to find some blues music. Since Joe ain't on, we're gonna have a ball. Y'all give me 1 second. We've been to rock this thing. I don't know what happened tonight. You know how it is. And I get the one. I'm the one stuck with the. But now I got one more. I got one by special request. I want y'all to hear this one right here. Tell me what you think about this one.
Thank you.
somebody, I believe it. I'm sorry for the delay. I hope y'all had fun. Welcome to the song of my son. Y'all give me an opportunity to introduce the one and only, the man amongst men. Let's go. He goes by the name of the Champ, also better known, a.k.a. Mississippi Joe. How you doing, sir?
How you doing? How you doing,
Don?
Hey.
Go,
go. Yeah. Go.
All eyes on me.
Roll up in the club.
All eyes on me.
Mississippi Joe, is all the eyes on you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How you doing, Don?
Lady A got me at 1 minute till, man, and man, you need to file Lady A. I mean, she got me at 1 minute till, having problems with a computer. So by the time I got it on, I had to hit the buttons, you know, to make it happen. So, Joe, well, sorry about the delay, but it's all about you. What you got going on, Mississippi Joe?
Well, Jay, first of all, Lady A is my lady, and she's my road dog until the end of time, and stuff happens, and I'm just going to bear with her because I love her to death, Jay. I'm not going to talk about her or criticize her. Things happen. I'm sure she was trying to do her best to make things fall in place, but as you know, no matter how hard we try, sometimes we just can't get it right.
Mm-hmm.
So
can we make that be her new name? Can't get it right?
Oh, no, 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 no. That don't fit her. She's Lady A, first and foremost. She's the cream of the crop, Jay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You or no other can do her job good as she can.
Oh, yeah.
I want to make that clear right now.
I got you.
Okay. But, Jay, how you doing tonight, Don?
I'm doing all right, Joe. I was trying to get a little R&R, you know, but that's all right. I got a chance to hear some Tupac, which I like that.
Yeah.
And, so I came on, Joe, and I told everybody, until you come on, we're gonna have fun. You know, we're gonna play while the teacher outside. We're gonna damn have a ball in the classroom. So we've been acting up, you know. But
well,
it's all good.
Okay. Well, I'd like to let everybody know I got a good show for you tonight. So just stay tuned. But first and foremost, as I always do on Mississippi Joe's Grudge Inc. talk show, I pay my respects to the man who makes it possible for all of us. The man who sits high and looks low. The man who can make a way out of no way. Our Father and Savior, Jesus Christ. One thing about this man here, he don't need no help to do nothing. He's God all by himself. And he can do the impossible. So at this time, I'd like for everybody to take a moment of silence to give him the glory and the praise, please. Okay, welcome everybody to Mississippi Joe's show. Grudge Inc. Talk Show. Glad to have you. And glad that you could be here on another Friday night. One more again, y'all. Coming to you live. Got a good show for you, fired up, hyped up. I got some information for you tonight that'll make you scratch your head and go, You know, sometimes we as grudge racers, we have to get down to business and leave all the bullshit aside sometime. Because sometime it's just not time for that. Sometime it's just time to handle business. And I feel like this topic tonight is going to be one of those times. Time to handle business. Just remember that. As I come back to you a little later on with that, just remember what I stated earlier. Sometime it's just time to handle business. But right now, we're moving right along. And at this time, I would like to dedicate a segment of my show to the parents and people that lost loved ones in the Connecticut shooting at the elementary school. That hurt my heart. My heart was heavy when I seen that on the news. Innocent kids just gunned down like animals. I really can't discuss this too long, but I have to bring it up just to put some on the grudge world and the people mind in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, you never know when your time is coming. You never know when your time will be called. So at all times, if you haven't got yourself right with the Lord, now is the time. Whatever you've done or whatever you did, all you have to do is ask him for forgiveness and get yourself right with the Heavenly Father. Get yourself right. The devil is busy, and we all know that. And I just want to remind you all why this is on my mind. I'm going to share this with you all. Because we are big grown men, and we men, sometimes it's better to talk about or share our problem with somebody than to just hold it in. Sometimes it's better to talk about our problem, no matter what we're going through. Sometimes it's good to get it out. I just want to share this with you all because the devil is busy. And my reason for sharing this with you all is because I know what I say on my show touches people out there in the grudge world. You know how I know? Because they've called me and told me. So as long as I know I'm helping somebody out there, I'm going to continue whether you like it or not. So that's all I'm saying. When something's on your mind and your burden is heavy, talk to somebody about it. Sometimes it's best to let it out. Don't have too much pride to talk to somebody about it, because that shooting in Connecticut could have been avoided. But you never know what the gentleman who did that had in his heart. And I just want to let y'all know the devil's busy. So, but I'm claiming victory, and I'm saying that the devil is a lie. And I'm going to say this, you all, and I'm going to move on. Whenever whenever you feel like your friends are few, and whenever you feel like that there isn't nobody on your side, remember this, ladies and gentlemen, there's someone who cares for you. He brought us too far to leave us. He brought us too far to turn around. As my grandfather used to say, he's my rock. Ladies and gentlemen, with God, all things are possible. He can never fail. He will never fail, has never failed. So I just want to let y'all know, get yourself right with God. And if you want to be a winner, ally with the Almighty. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm moving right along. Also, we don't want to forget about our fallen soldier. Shorty with the 901 Bad Boy scene. Our prayers and condolences goes out to Shorty's family and Wit and the 901 Bad Boys team. And our prayers are with you all. Okay, moving right along. Grudge Inc., ladies and gentlemen, Grudge Inc. is moving on up just like the Jeffersons was doing once upon a time. Grudge Inc. has a grudge book. And if you want to know how you get on the grudge book, you go to www.grudgeinc.us. When you get on the page, you're going to see a little sign saying grudge book. Just tap on it and it'll put you right on grudge book. We need for everybody to go on there and sign up and send your pictures and autographs and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Also, Grudge Inc. has a lot of various different accessories coming and tools and toys and gadgets and et cetera, et cetera. Racing parts and, man, so much I really can't say it all. That's why I'm just going to do like my partner do and say what my partner say, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So much going on too. I'm lost myself. But I can assure you all this. Everything that Grudge Inc. has is high quality and high quantity. The same thing that Jig Summit, et cetera, et cetera, have, Grudge Inc. have it too. We have it at a cheaper price. So make sure you go on Grudge Inc. and sign up and get you discounted rates. But now, if you don't want to come to Grudge Inc. and sign up and get you no discounted rates, we'll go ahead and pay Jig and Summit those high prices. I'm sorry. Go ahead and pay the high prices if you think this is a gimmick and this is not for real. Because this is for real, I can assure you. This is for real. This is no false advertisement going on here. This is for real. And I'd like for all the racers, I said racers, whether it be bracket, class, or index, whatever, sign up on Grudge Inc. and go on there and see about getting discounted parts. Now, all of your information may not be on there yet, but 2013, I'm guaranteeing you all the information that you need to know will be there. The first beginning of the year, 2013, I'm guaranteeing that all your information will be there. And if you lost the puzzle and something is frying your brain, make sure you get in contact with one of the Grudge Inc. governors or upper bodymans, and they will lead the path or the way for you. They will lead the way for you and show you how to go about getting your parts. So if you are sincere, get in contact with one of the Grudge Inc. governors, directors, talk show hosts, upper bodymans, and they will be glad to show you what you need to do to get that part and get it on the way quickly. Thank you. Also, look for Grudge Inc. coming to a state near you. 2013 year. Stay on GrudgeInc.us so you can be informed on what's going on with Grudge Inc. Whatever you want to know about Grudge Inc., all you have to do is go on GrudgeInc.us and stay informed. You'll know what the next show going to be, what's Grudge Inc. going to be, what they got going on, what they planning on doing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, Grudge Inc. coming to a theater near you. Be ready when we come, you all. Okay. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to touch just a little briefly the word on the street. The word on the street is that King Scooby and King Biz out of Chicago are going to have a big standoff. February 19th, King Scooby is coming with his 28-inch tire car, big block, got a racing camp called Team X. King Biz is coming with the set on Kill Click, with every gun loaded, 4 or 5 members in the camp. And all I can tell y'all, February the 9th, in Lena, Mississippi, it's going to be a grudge massacre. Yes, I said it. Mississippi Joe said it. It's going to be a grudge massacre if the good Lord keep blessing and the creek don't rise. Okay, be there to see which king will be dethroned. And King Scooby told me to tell King Biz this. And King Biz, you haven't told me to tell King Scooby anything, so I'm doing as I've been instructed. I'm just the messenger. King Biz and all y'all Chicago ones out there, which I love everybody, and I love Chicago for real. King Scooby said to tell you this, King Biz, soon and very soon, you going to see the king. All right, ladies and gentlemen, move right along. Word on the street is that Mississippi is standing up, rising up, raising up from the dead, coming from out the woods, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yes, I said Mississippi. Yes, the old post state that's been down and degraded and talked about for so long. Where I'm from, where Mississippi Joe is from, where we've been behind and stepped on and looked down on and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm here to tell you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, word on the street, we got some racists coming out the woodworks from the juke joints, from just being in the house with their wives and everything and just laying low. And we are rising up to 13, standing up like the soldiers that we are. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of them are coming out the woodworks. Get ready, 213, Mississippi is going to be something to be dealt with. Either you're going to whoop us or we're going to whoop you, plain and simple. Nobody said that we could win them all, but we're going to bring Action 213 live and in living color. We got some racists, a couple of them that have been down and out for about 2 years that's coming back. We got a camp out of Mississippi called In Too Deep. In Too Deep Racing Camp, a racing clique, a racing crew. And we got some heavy hitters in that camp. We got one by the name of Red Hot. I believe everybody know him. He goes by the name of Sylvester. Sylvester Sims out of Mississippi. Blue Springs, Mississippi. Let me tell y'all something. Everybody knows Red Hot. He's been bringing action for years. But he in this camp now called In Too Deep, with along with some others called Slick. My man Slick out of Natchez, Mississippi is coming back with a back-ass car, locked and loaded and looking for action. He also got his partner named Jack Mack In Too Deep Racing Camp out of Mississippi. Look for them. Look for them, ladies and gentlemen. I think they're going to be a force to be dealt with. Also, ladies and gentlemen, we got Scooby, the 28-tire car. They camp is called Team Assess. I'm sorry, Team Assess. Hello? Hello? Hello. Also, ladies and gentlemen, we got the word on the street for Detroit is the Never Scary Camp coming out with a car called White Trash, Jimbo, and the Never Scary Camp coming out with a car called White Trash out of Detroit. Also, ladies and gentlemen, hold on one moment. Jay Barnes. Jay Barnes.
Yes, sir. I got you, Joe. My phone is on. My mic is on mute.
Okay,
so
I just wanted to make sure. Hey, can you hear me loud and clear? I just want to make sure I'm getting through good and everything.
Yeah, you went out there for just, you went out for about 10 seconds, but that's all it's been, and you've been right back on, so you good.
I'm sounding good?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, thank you, Don. Okay, I'm finna go right back to work. Okay, also, ladies and gentlemen, out of Detroit, we got Chemo, Lil Tony, and a lot more that I can't name or preparing for war, the 213 year, and it's going to be something to see. Also, out of Chicago, we got Big Dragon Company coming out with his new pro stock. We got King Biz coming and the set on Kill Cam. We got Dunye. We got Three Lug. We got Tate the Great. We got Leon, Leakin' Leon, Leon the Lover, Leon the Lame, whatever they call him, but we got him coming, whoever he is, and whatever he is. We also got a lot more that I can't think of. What I'm really trying to say, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to even beat around the bush too much anymore. It's a guy by the name of Don Benton, had some motors for sale on the internet. And I'm not going to use no motor builder name because he's not paying me or sponsoring me. So I'm not going to use no motor builder name. I'm going to just use a grudge racer by the name of Don Benton. Came on the internet and said he had some motors for sale. What I'm simply trying to tell you all, if you don't have your stuff together, 213, some of y'all need to go see Mr. Don Benton. And make sure that you got somebody who can tune your motors and do your chassis and can give you the best that they got for your money so you can be competitive. I'm not saying that you have to run 4-0s, 5-0s, whatever your class is, whether you 8-0, 7-0, 6-0, you want to be competitive in whatever class you run. That's simply all I'm saying, because I love you from the ruler to the tutor, from the biggest to the littlest. Everybody brings action, no matter if you're running 7-0s, 8-0s, 6-0s, 7-0, small, whatever. Everybody is something. Let me tell y'all something, ladies and gentlemen. I've never seen no I in we. Never in my life have I seen I in we. And for us to make this thing work, it's got to be we or us. But there's no I in either one of those. Remember that. Nobody's bigger than grudge racing by themselves. Nobody. I don't care how much action you bring to the game. I don't care who you are, what you are. It's a team effort. Let's get that straight. I also want to let y'all know, New Orleans crew, the word on the street today, standing up real hard, 213 year. Good Dirt out of Louisiana. So many more. Reggie Rabbit. I'm telling y'all that Louisiana is standing up strong. Also, when I say Mississippi, ladies and gentlemen, I don't have to say Big Clark and the Mississippi Nightmare, because y'all know it's the Mississippi Nightmare, first of all. So it's an insult for me to say him when y'all know he repping his state. And Gadget, another one. I think Greg Gadget has I hate to say this to everybody, and it's sad to say this, but me, myself, I think Gadget is on crystal meth because he wants to run Big Low and everybody else now, and he's bringing action. But I hope he stay on crystal meth. It's sad for me to say that, but if that's what it takes for him to race and bring action, Gadget, I'm going to give you an extra line myself of crystal meth. Because I'm a fan, first and foremost, just like you all. Also, 007 is not taking his medication, none, the 2013 year. He will, instead of it being girls gone wild, it would be 007 gone wild. Lil Red Riding Hood coming live in living color. The whole camp, Big Johnny and everybody, everybody's representing, and that's that Mississippi clique. We coming strong, 213. We gonna make a statement. We gonna show the world. It, just because you're not from Texas, Louisiana, Chicago, Detroit, Georgia, whatever, you still can be heard and you still can be seen. No matter how slow you are or no matter how fast you are, the goal is to bring action, regardless of if you're a 7-0, 6-0, whatever, as long as you bring action doing your thing. That's all that matters. And I want y'all to know that I don't look at it if you're slow or fast. I don't look at it as you're not bringing action. If you're racing, you're racing. Regardless how fast you are or how slow you are, you're still bringing action. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, first and foremost, bringing action, that's what matters. That's what it's about. We got enough up on the sideline running up and down the track. We need to eliminate that as much as we can. Make your test hit one or two and get on somebody's booty. Or better yet, make your test hits the day before, and when you get to the track and when you think the time is right, come on straight off the trailer like Gadget and Sylvester going to do February 9th in Lena, Mississippi, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, that's right. I can't help but to keep talking about that because it's going to be a grudge massacre. Somebody's going to get slayed. You heard what I said. Don't be looking at me like you think I'm stupid. Somebody is going to get slayed. Okay, moving right along. Word on the street is so big and heavy, I can make a topic out of that. But I'm not. Because you know why I'm not going to do that, grudge fans? Because a lot of people think that grudge racers are dummies. Yes, that's right. I said that, Mississippi Joe. I said that, yeah. And I'm going to give everybody a chance to comment on it. If you want to hit the one button and call me a dummy, you can, but I didn't call y'all no dummy, but if y'all want to do that, feel free to do that. I said that a lot of people think grudge racers are dummies. But see, I know better. Me, this little country boy, right here from Mississippi, I know better. Because I deal with y'all often. I know how smart you all are. Yeah, I do. I know that y'all are real bright people. That's why I'm not going to use no lotty-dotty common old topic tonight. I'm going to bring an upper echelon topic and statement and question to you all tonight, mixed all up in one. Now, as them little young boys say, when I bring this topic or statement out here or this question or et cetera, mixed all up in one, I'm going to tell you like these, them young boys tell me sometime when they talking to me and don't know who I am. Get it how you live. Yeah, that's what I want you to do. Get it how you live. Whatever you feel like you need to say to address this topic, please do it. But I want to be addressed first and foremost, as I always tell you all on my show, without no participation from you all, my show, Grudge Inc. shows are nothing. Not just my show. None of the Grudge Inc. shows will be nothing if we don't get any participation out of the audience and the listeners, the callers. I need participation. And I know you all are waiting on this topic and this question and this statement all in one. And I think you all are smart enough and intelligent enough to speak on this without stupidness. Yes, I said it. It has been brought to me that you all probably wouldn't know how to address this issue or comment on it, but I don't believe that. That's why I'm bringing it up. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. I got a CEO topic for you guys tonight because the world don't look at it, but you all are businessmen first because you own your own cars and trailers and everything. So you all are businessmen first and foremost. I want you to just look at that and analyze that first and foremost. So why can't you have business sense? Grudge Racers. Well, the person who told me that y'all wouldn't be able to handle this topic or speak on it or deal with it or make sense out of this topic is a lie. And I'm going to prove that tonight by bringing this topic up. So, ladies and gentlemen, get ready. I done lied the gag and wish wide and did the slide long enough. As them young boys say, it's time to come on with it. And so, ladies and gentlemen, here I come. I present to you, as of right now, my topic for tonight is grudge racers ready to go to the next level? And it's a two-way question. And is grudge racers ready for sponsorship? Three-way question. And will grudge racers be able to adapt and deal with sponsorship accordingly? Accordingly. Now, this time, I'm getting ready to go to the phone lines, and I need everybody's opinion, everybody's idea, and I want to hear everybody's opinion, regardless if I like it or not, or if I think it's crazy or not, et cetera, et cetera. I want to hear it. Ladies and gentlemen, without you all, my show would not be nothing. So please participate and hit the one button. Okay, at this time, Jay Bond, we're going straight to the phone lines to our grudge racers and grudge fans and all our callers and listeners. Let's go, Jay Bond. What we got?
All right, Joe. We done had 100,000 that clicked the one button up and down throughout the show, but right now we got a couple that's ready. So let's open up the mic for 313-7047. 313-7047. Your mic is open. Go ahead.
Please. I can't. Hey, listen, I'm Joe's little friend from Never Scared. Jay Bond, I'm at work. So mute my mic. I'm with y'all. The phone's going to get bad in a minute. So just mute my mic. I'm with y'all.
All right.
All right, move right along, Jay.
That's Never Scared.
Mute his mic. You got too much Never Scared noise, Jay.
That's Never Scared, man. You know, you just mentioned Never Scared with that white, that the car they call the White Trash.
That's right. I sure did, out of Detroit. I know, I'm aware of it, and we're going to talk about it a little bit. We're going to talk about all that a little bit later on, Jay, but right now we're trying to get on this topic. I think it's by the way, since you want to talk, and you still talking it, what do you think about my topic?
Well, hold on, Joe. You got a man that's from your 601 area code. Let me get him on for you.
Please do.
We got 601-0467. 601-0467.
Strong, so, you know, I mean, I like what you're doing, man. But I can go ahead and come in on your topic tonight, Joe.
Yes, sir. I'm waiting on it.
Go ahead and repeat that again for me.
Are the grudge racers ready to go to the next level with sponsorship?
Okay.
And will the grudge racers be able to deal with sponsorship accordingly? That, you know what I mean. Take
right.
the right process
and
take the right steps in keeping a sponsor and doing whatever it takes to keep the sponsor happy. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Joe, yeah, I do know what you're saying, and I think that's a good topic, man. I'm going to say this, you know, grudge racing will go to the next level because already we at level one.
That's
so,
right.
I mean, there's nowhere else for us to go but up, man. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
we're going to take this thing to the next level, especially with all the good things that, you know, Grudge Inc. is doing. You know, the NGRA has stepped out. You know, I mean, you got a lot of different organizations. You got people like Grudge Inc. is making it a lot easier for some of the guys that want to do it themselves, you know. So, I mean, I think that's a great thing, man. And it will go to the next level. I think when that time comes, if we educate ourselves the way we need to, we'll be able to handle that sponsorship when it do come upon us, you know. So
I agree.
I mean, I think it's going to be a good thing, but education is the key to it all. We don't know everything in this game. And, you know, whenever you got knuckleheads that seem to think that they know everything, those are the ones that fall to the wayside. You know, if you got an open mind and willing to listen and learn a little bit, hey, man, the sky's the limit, dude.
Let me make sure. See, on my show, I want to be able to make sure that a five-year-old understand what we're talking about. So what you telling me, Big Clark, if I'm confused about something, don't be scared to give Big Clark a call because you're very approachable. And you will enlighten me if I call you and put me up on everything that's going on if I don't know. Is that what you're saying?
Well, you know, that's exactly what I'm saying. And Big Clark don't know everything. But, you know, if Big Clark do know, or if I don't know, then I'm willing to call someone if I know another person that had answers. You know, together, what I'm saying, we can figure it out.
That's what I'm talking about, Big Clark. Boy, you ain't doing so bad yourself now. You ain't no fun kicking that.
Oh, no. I mean, you know, like I say, you know, I listen and try to learn from all the forefathers in this game, man, you know. So I don't have a problem with trying to learn, and I'm still learning, you know.
Right.
I'm still
right.
learning. That's the very point. But, you know, when another person wants to learn, and if they ask me a question, I know the answer to it. Hey, man, my knowledge is theirs, you know. So
That's
how I look at it.
So basically what you're saying, like I said on the show, there's no I and we or us. Is it, Big Clark?
Hey, man, it just don't fit, Joe.
That's what I'm talking about, baby. I'm feeling good tonight, Big Clark.
Oh, I can tell. I heard you when you first came on. I know you're feeling good.
Yes, sir. I'm feeling good. I'm ecstatic about everything. And a little bit later on in the show, we're going to talk about all this race. But right now, I just want to talk about this topic. And I think it's a good topic because if you would listen to me first off, I said the grudge racers will stand up when it comes to the sponsorship. And we will be responsible and do what needs to be done to make the sponsors happy.
Yeah, you got a great. That's a great point, now.
Yeah, I mean, because see, if you look at it, Big Clark, just like I said before the show, we're businessmen first and foremost, anyway, because we own our own car, so that makes us a businessman.
That's correct.
Would you agree?
That's true. I agree to that. You know, the thing of it is, man. A lot of guys have to. You know, you have to realize where you're standing right now. You know, a lot of guys don't know just how important they are to this career game. You know, and I heard you call a lot of guys' names, especially the guys here in Mississippi area. You know, and we don't realize that it's our time, man. It's our time to shine. You got to get up, you got to stand out, and you got to keep pushing forward, man. That's all we got to do. And, man, I'm going to tell you, the sky is the limit. That's just the way I feel. The sky is the limit.
I agree with you. If we stick together as grudge racers, ain't nothing we can't accomplish. Nothing. And I mean that.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, Big Clark, is you on that highway or have you left yet? What you doing, big guy?
No. I haven't left yet, Joe. I should be there by 11 o'clock tomorrow. So.
Okay.
Yeah. But I haven't left. I had a lot to do around the house today. Done worked me to sleep, and I thank God I worked him to sleep today. So, man, I tell you, I just gotta give him a shout out and let him know how much I appreciate the hard work that he done did here today. But we got a lot of good things coming, man. We're gonna bring some action here. I can guarantee you.
I second that emotion, Big Clark. I second that emotion, and. Like I said, I've been listening to all the shows, and I've been getting phone calls myself. See, what I'm talking about, Big Clark, is not no lie. I get these calls myself. Mississippi racers coming out the juke joints, that's been in the juke joints for 2 years, and drinking beer and drinking whiskey, decided that they're going to put all that money in their race car. And coming back, Big Clark, got some of them that's been running with it, et cetera, et cetera. They gonna stop getting all that money to them women, and they putting it in their cars, and they coming back, Big Clark.
Yeah, they doing just that, Joe. And I mean, you mentioned the fact of Slick and the Jack Mack crew down in Natchez. Hey, man, them guys been going over to the Leesville, the New Orleans area, man, every weekend. They bringing action like crazy. I mean, man, my hat goes off to them fellas. Them fellas that don't mind racing. You know, they doing their thing right now, and we want to do what we can to get them noticed, you know, even on a national level. So, you know, I just want to keep encouraging them, keep doing what they're doing. You know, my partner, Big Johnny, he's getting ready to come out. Hey, he was on my show last night. I don't know if you heard. I don't know if he was drinking or what, but, hey, man, he got a list. He got a list, and he said Santa Claus brought it to him, Joe. So one thing about it, he's getting ready to start X-ing them out. So, I mean, man, that's a lot of action. Hey, my main man, Tweet. Did you hear what Tweet told Stunner last night?
No, what he did?
Joe, you haven't heard the news, Joe? You said the word on the street. This word is so hot on the street, Joe.
Man, talk to me, because I wouldn't keep me up to speed.
Man, Tweet have gave Stunner the break February the 9th.
Oh, my God.
That's right. The number one stunner can leave when he gets ready February the 9th, Joe.
Oh, man. Did you hear what I said, though? It's going to be a grudge massacre is what it's going to be. That's what it's going to be, Big Clark. That's what you should name.
Hey, man. Man, listen. Tweet called me today, and he said, Clark, that was just one of them. He said, I want four locked-in races for that day. He said, I don't care who it is, if they anywhere near his class, they got action with him. And, man, I think we all know Tweet, Joe. You know him as well. You know when he right now, he don't mind getting down. So,
and you know,
hey, man.
And you know when I get right, that's a rivalry I got to have.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, y'all been beating heads for about 2 years. And you know, when you was ready, he wasn't quite ready. Now he ready, you ain't ready. But when both of y'all clicking on all eight, you know it's going to go down, Joe. And I know that. Oh, yeah, it's going down now. It's going down. But he told me he's looking for four lock-ins for February the 9th. He called me today and told me that. So, hey, man, we finna get busy. If you think you want some action, them boost cars coming out of Chicago. Hey, man, y'all give us a call, buddy. Y'all give us a call. We got action.
I'm getting so excited about you saying this because I know that you're not lying, man. That's going to be a bloody grudge massacre February 9th, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, that is the truth. I know Slick told me last night, you know, he'll be making his debut. You know, and one thing I told him, I know that he's going to have the prettiest thing at the racetrack. Like you said, it might not run worth nothing, but it's going to win the beauty contest. You know, I think him and Big Drag, him and Big Drag ought to have a contest of their own, because, you know, Drag like his thing, Q, and so do Slick. So we ought to just have a car show for them two.
You ain't lying.
We ought to have a car show.
But, well, Clark, is there anything else, man? Because I know I got some callers, and I want to give them all my undivided attention, but I also want to let the Mississippi Nightmare speak and say what he had to say. Is there anything else, big fella?
Oh, no, I'm going on mute, man, here to get a haircut. So I'm going on mute, and I'll be listening, man. Do your thing.
Okay, thanks for calling in, man.
All right.
Hey, Jay, let's go to the next caller, Jay.
All right, Joe, the next caller, we got 219-2285. 219-2285, your mic is open.
How you doing? How you doing?
219-2285. All right, going on down a little further. All right, we got 773-4015. 773-4015. Your mic is open. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, man? It's Off the Chain Racing. This is Preacher Boy. How you doing, man? I'm doing just fine, man. Hey, I wanted to talk about your topic. Let me give you some good info on your topic. First of all, we all deserve a chance to get a sponsor in the first place. They get skateboarders and skiers and all that stuff a chance to be sponsors. We have been being sponsors for years and never got recognition for it. Because if you got a guy, Mickey Thompson on, and you go fast, we want to send Mickey Thompson and go fast. So we already were born sponsors. All we want is a chance to advertise and get something back. You know? So all that's got it in us to be a sponsor and be responsible for it.
Okay.
You know? Like I say, everybody wants a fair chance at life in the beginning, man. So if everybody gets a fair chance to get a sponsor, I believe they can hold on to their sponsorship and help. Sponsorship ain't got to do nothing but buy a set of tires. Don't need a little gas. Anybody asking to buy no car for them. We build no motor for them. Every little bit helps. Body fluid now and then.
Preacher Boy, so what you're telling me is that you believe that the Grudge Racers will be able to do what's necessary to keep that sponsor happy and do the right thing.
Yes, I do, because we travel, we go places, and if we carry their name to where we go, and when we win, just let them know, thanks to such and such, he helped me, and I believe everything will go right. As a race family, it takes a group of us to make things happen.
Hey, that was well said. Well said, Preacher Boy. Well said.
All right.
Thank you, man. Moving right along.
Hey, you welcome.
Let's get it moving, Jake.
All right, there, Mississippi Joe. I'd like to introduce Lady A is back on the line. Mississippi Joe, I'd like to introduce you to Lady A. Lady A, your mic is open.
Oh, thank you so much. Hey, champ, how are you?
Hey, Lady A, how you doing, baby?
I am well, darling.
Hey, listen, I got to ask you a question since you done made it back, and then we'll get on with the topic, Lady A.
Okay.
Are you listening?
I am.
Lady A, why is it that you can't sneak up on a woman and fool her? Let me tell you what happened to me, Lady. I was trying to sneak up on my friend, Lady, and so I went over to her house unannounced.
Uh-huh.
And when I knocked on the door, she opened the door, and I called myself surprising her, Lady. And when I walked in, she said, I was expecting you, Joe. I said, for real? What do you mean you was expecting me? She said, well, Joe, I was watching the Weather Channel, and it said expect anywhere from 6 to 8 inches tonight.
Oh, okay.
Jonah.
know y'all women, we can't sneak up on y'all, but Lady A, we're going to move right along to the next caller, sweetheart.
Well, don't you want to know, make sure that Lady A got the board now so that I can get off and so that it can be ran correctly, Joe?
Okay, well, Lady A, are you with me, sweetheart?
I am. Jay, you can go back to eating your peanuts.
I really appreciate
Don,
that,
hey,
Lady A.
Hey, Don, go get your foot massaged, Don.
Yeah. Lady A, make sure that that you sign in on the board.
Yes, sir.
All right, Joe, listen.
Thank you. Hey, Don, thank you, man, okay?
All right, later.
Okay.
Let me go ahead and get this next mic open for you before she change over.
No.
It's 706-6027. 706-6027, your mic is open.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Yo.
How you doing, buddy? Hello?
He got it on
Hello?
All right, Joe, I go to your next caller. I close that mic back up later as you get that straightened out. The next one is 248-248-0347. Your mic is open.
This came Hello. In right here, partner.
Yeah, appreciate it,
man.
Hey,
Joe. Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Joe.
Hey.
Hey, Joe.
Are you breaking up a little bit, boss?
Sorry, I'm calling to let you know this cat was supporting the show.
Who is this?
Kevin,
you breaking up real bad, but thanks for calling in, okay, partner?
All right.
Moving right along, Lady.
All right, 773-4309. Your mic is open.
Hello.
Hey, Jade, Big Will.
Hey, Big Will, what's up, partner? You know what, Will? I want to take the time out to tell you this, man, that I appreciate you, and thanks for being such a great supporter of Mississippi Joe's show. Okay, partner?
You got it, buddy. How you feeling today, man?
Man, I'm blessed and highly favored as always. Talk to me, chill, Will.
Oh, man, I'm in the garage thrashing. I had Big Drag over here helping me, him and Frank, and they let me down, man. They let me down. Your boy let me down.
Well, you know he's the director. He don't take orders. He give them now, chill, Will.
I guess so, because that's all he did. Gave me orders all day long, man.
How long have you been on the show?
Who?
You, chill, Will.
Oh, I've been on the show from the beginning. I heard the prayer and everything.
Okay, well, you heard something about the topic. I would like for you to speak on it.
Well, I'm up under the car and stuff, so I didn't hear the topic totally. You can repeat it for me, please?
Yes, sir, no problem. The topic is, will grudge racers rise to the next level and be able to take on sponsorship and handle sponsorship accordingly?
Well, that's a good question, and I really, really, really hope so, and I do believe so. It's a lot of guys that's really, you know, great guys. You know, they stand up guys, as Kevin would say. So I believe we'd be all right. As long as we don't hate each other, yeah, that's the biggest thing. Which is some haters out there. We know them personally. Right. We got to support each other, and I think everything would be all right. It'll come around because, you know, the haters are going to stand out. There's going to be a bright light on them, so they're going to have to back down.
You think so?
I'm hoping so. My fingers crossed.
Okay, Tia Will. Well, you think that, what makes you think the grudge race is going to be able to deal with sponsorship accordingly in a business manner?
Well, I think everybody's looking at the big picture. You know, it's time to get paid for some of this and a little help. You know, everybody need help out there. So I think that, you know, they would have to try to work together.
Okay. Anything else you would like to say, Chill Will?
No, I'm just laying back, checking out the show. You continue on. When you hear from your buddy, tell him what I said.
Okay, I sure will.
All right, buddy. Continue on.
Okay. Next caller, Lady A. Lady A. Lady A, Jay.
Yo.
Yes.
Yo.
Yes.
Yo, what's happening, man?
Who is this, Leak and Leon?
Yeah, this old Leak and Leon.
What's going on, Leon?
You got it, man. You got it, man. You know I ain't going to leave you hanging. You know I got to call to hear your voice, man. It feel good to hear your voice and hear all the fellas, boy. Everybody who listen to Leon, my performance, Leak and Leon, say, what's happening?
All right, bro. Glad to have you, Leon. What you think about my topic and my question with a topic, huh?
I think it's a good thing. I think that's good that we should talk about that. For as grudge eat don't grow. It is gonna keep on growing. You got some good races. You got a lot of people like to travel. When we travel, we spread like maggots. You know when maggots get in garbage and heat, they just spread and fly away. So we doing
right,
the same thing.
Right, but do you think the grudge race is going to be able to deal with sponsorship? Do you think they're going to do the right thing when it comes to time for sponsorship to reach out?
No, I don't think so.
Why you don't think the grudge races can have business sense? Why you don't think that, Leon?
You know why, Joe? Because, you know, some of us, we know how to show our ignorance. And the only thing about dealing with a sponsor, you got to have respect to a certain period of time. And I know some of us racers don't have respect. Even you got a sponsor sets on these shows with us and listen, they might not like some of the things some of the racers say, some of the things the racers say and the way we do things, the way we say, you know, it don't take much for some to get mad and off. You know, and when that goes off, that makes the person wonder, is this the type of thing we want to sponsor when we want to bring Larry from Larry from California to come and watch them fast boys race, but at the same time, they real foul, you know. We got to play time for some of that stuff. And it's going to be kind of hard. To me, it's going to be kind of hard to get sponsors. You know what I'm saying? But sponsors like to say. It's possible, Joe, because they listen to these shows, too. You know, and you know how some of the people just, they don't like that kind of activity because they don't know how far they're going to be able to go. By them sponsoring us, is that going to make them make their business grow by we advertising their stuff, and you know what I'm saying? And then when they bring their strong people and their strong friends up to the races, and you get a group of us in there, and some of us, you know, our miles run like a train. And some of us don't know how to respect. And in Grudge Inc., and I'm going to say, I like what goes on, but some of the stuff in Grudge Inc., on these shows, they go too far. It really does. It goes too far. And I like it. I like traveling. I meet more people. I enjoy it. I like seeing cars. And I'm going to keep on doing it until it goes to the top. But we got to get control ourselves when we be on these shows because there's some people be listening. There's a lot of people listen. And we doing this by ourselves. You know, right now, I ain't got no help. I travel. I take care of my own deal. You know, don't nobody do it for me, and I got it. My job, I'm trying to get my job to sponsor me. If they buy gas and tires and stuff, you know what I'm saying? This is what I'm working on right now. I got them coming in my job. My big boss is coming down. You know, at the end of the year, all the big bosses come down and check each plant. If you go on my workstation, I got my car hanging the wheels, sky's the limit,
and Grubbs Racing. And I got two of them always asking how it's racing and how it's this, you know, and I'm telling them people really like Grubbs Racing. And they're like, what's Grubbs Racing? A couple guys get together and talk smack and better live money and go. You know?
Right.
I'm trying to do this myself, and I know if I do this because they gonna probably want to pay my car the color of the company and all that, which is, that's cool, you know? And they won't want their logo, but it's some high powerful people, but sometimes we got to have it. We don't know how to talk to each other sometimes.
Right.
And that's one thing we got to work on. We have to work on that if we want to grow.
Well, Leon, you have gave me some very good information, and I hope everybody's listening to you because it was real wise information, and I think it was very useful, and I appreciate it, bro. And at this time, we're going to move along and get somebody else's thing. Thank you, Leon, for coming on
okay.
the show, buddy.
You
all
know
right.
I'm going to come
right
on that show. Hello?
Yeah, what you say, Leon?
No, I say, you know, I'm going to come on your show. You know, I like coming on all the shows. I come on all the shows. I might come on late, but I'm coming on there because I like to hear it. I like to, you know, I like to do my little talking too when they ask me.
Okay,
thank you, Leon. All right.
Jay, which one controlling the board? Moving next caller.
Joe.
Yes.
I think she done opened everybody's lines up because I didn't never hear open my line up and I just went on and spoke up. I think all the lines is open.
Big Dre. Big Dre. I wonder what happened.
I mean, I know I didn't ever get clicked in less than the only way she had to click me and she had to open my line on up. I mean, you got to talk to Will. Will, you still there? Will?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Okay, Will's still there.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
I'm still here too,
I think Drag, that was Drag on the phone was getting bad connection when you was trying to talk to him. I think that was Drag you was talking to. And, you know, he couldn't get in.
Leon.
Huh?
Leon.
Yeah.
The Switcher Boy. Okay, I'm still on line too, then.
What's that?
I heard a phone click, too, though.
Oh, okay. Hey, Joe.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, all you can say is just tell whoever the next call is, come on in.
Yeah,
but I think
I mean,
all the lines
open. I don't know what's going on with my switchboard operator.
Hey, the next call, if you hear us, you can come on in. Speak your, if you got something to say.
Next caller, just speak up.
Yeah, I don't hear none. It's us few. Me and you, we are preaching on the phone.
I believe we got a small congregation. That's all we have tonight. We got a small service, y'all.
No, I done lost Jay, and I went nothing from Lady. That's why. Oh, my God.
It'll be all right, Joe. She's going to come back.
Yeah, he come back in a few minutes, I guess, y'all. Until then, we just gonna carry on.
Right, right. Preacher Boy, you getting ready?
Always. Joe, who you got right there, Joe? That ain't Leaky Leon, is it?
Yeah, that's Leaky Leon,
yeah.
Man. What's happening?
What's happening, Leaky Leon?
I wish I could do what you boys going to get on that road and going up down into Florida, man.
Yeah, man, it's my first time going, so, you know, I ain't heard a number of great things about it. I just want to see what's happening with it, bro.
I'm with you on that one, boy. I tell you, I can't be at all of them, so I'm going to just hold off until he's ready to go down there.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, we're looking forward to seeing all y'all fellas, man. Come on down, you know. Come on down and have a good time.
I'm taking a week off of work, so you know I'm going to be there on time. I'm going to be there.
That'll work.
We're going to do some drag racing. We're going to be eating good. We're going to have a good time, man. That's all I want to do. Win, lose,
that's
draw,
right.
Whatever it is.
Hey, we're going to make sure y'all do just that, man. Make sure y'all do just that. Have a good time. That way we're looking forward to it bigger and better next year.
Hey, I'm going to have a good time, but somebody got their hands full with me, though. When I leave up out of Lena, boy, them pockets be kind of swollen.
You think so?
Yeah, I know so.
Hey, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, you back now,
yeah.
Drag. We hear you.
Yeah, okay. I'm here now. I don't know what was going on, man. The doggone mic was closed. Joe, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, but I don't know what lady is there. I wonder who run the switchboard.
I don't know. They just opened me up. They just opened me up because I was trying to answer you earlier.
Who
and,
opened you up?
I don't know who opened me up.
Hey, Jayvon, can you get on the show? Lady.
Hey.
I'm here.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Lady.
Yeah,
lady,
what's going on, man?
I got knocked off.
Golly.
Lady, we're going to have to put you on probation, maybe.
I know, right? I was gladly accepted because I am not holding up to what I used to do.
Yeah.
It's gonna be all right. Just take your time, dear. It's going to be okay.
Hey, Joe.
Yes, sir, big fella.
I need to address a couple things that you had on the show, if you guys don't mind. First of all, let me say what's up, buddy.
If you didn't, hold on, big fella. I would be upset and madly and highly depressed if you didn't. Go ahead, big fella.
First of all, I want to address my buddy, Mississippi Joe, my other buddy, my Chi-Town and Indiana buddies that's on the line.
Yeah, Will.
Yes, sir, Will and Leon and Preacher Boy and Leon and Big Chris, my Mississippi buddy. What's up, Big Chris? And anybody
hey,
else that's on the line?
What's that?
Hey, Joe. Joe.
Yes, sir.
Not Leon. Big Will?
Yes.
Don't you believe the hype, man.
Hey, listen,
man.
Big fella. He was on the show talking about you was over to his house helping him with his motor, and you didn't do nothing but give orders. I said, man, he's the director. He don't take orders. He give them.
Let me tell you something, Joe. One thing I can thank him for is taking me back to my roots. From back in the 70s, when I first started fooling with cars and race cars and working on them, I can remember laying on my back in a cold garage with the car about 4 or 5 inches off the ground, trying to screw some bolts in there. Well, I had a chance to do that again today, fooling with him. Laying on the ground in a cold garage, working on his race car, and he ain't doing nothing, man. Nothing. I put his motor in his car. He got all these spaghetti headers, and each one of them is individual tubes, and he got every last one of them. He got 8 tubes with no numbers on them. So I had to figure all them out, get them in. Well, make a long story short, when I left there, his motor was in his car and his headers was on both sides, with the exception of the two, number 6 and 8, where he had need to put the starter on his car. That man there, boy, he couldn't even push the motor hoist in, man. So I don't know what he's talking about, but and I had to drive all the way from Chicago over to Gary to help him. I beat his Gary friends there, and they right there in his town.
Dang.
So, that we was talking about trying to bring him up in rank and Grudge Inc. But man, that man there I think we're gonna have to demote him even further than he was a crossing guard for a little while. We're gonna have to demote him to the hall monitor.
What are you crazy, people?
We're gonna make him the hall monitor and on probation with that.
Wow. Wow. Well, you
and getting to the topic. You want to know something? Leon made a good point, man. You know, and I'm kind of in agreement with Leon about the sponsorship. First, let me say it was great. It would be great to be able to have a sponsor support, which fortunately for me, I do have that. You know, I have a few small sponsors that help me, you know, and has helped me and supported me, you know, as of the last few years of my racing, you know, racing endeavors. But I got to agree with Leon when it comes to the sponsors not wanting to support or put their name on the negativity, you know, because sad to say, most of the guys, I'll just say a lot of the guys that is grudge racers, you know, we all street racers. That's where we come from, we street racers, you know. And a lot of the rivalries that we have, which is most of them, for the most part of it, none of it is nothing serious. You know, the people, you know, cursing and arguing, going back and forth, people don't – other people, especially people that's putting their money up, look at that as violence or trouble, you know, which it's really not. It's all a part of the game to talk or upset a person and make them want to race. But the way that the sponsors would look at it would be like it's trouble. So until we can get more professionalism out of the racers, you know what I'm saying, where people could foresee where their money would be going towards something positive, I just don't see it happening, you know, too much, Joe, with the grudge racing. I'm not saying that the grudge racing ain't smart enough to change, you know what I'm saying? We all make a difference when it comes to money. You know, look at how we are at home, and then we go to work. You know what I'm saying? We get to work. Most of the times we're on our best behavior. But those are the things that's going to have to happen in order to get these people to put their money up for us.
Okay. Anything else you want to speak on, Big Fella?
I want to give my condolences for the tragedies that have happened today, man. It really saddens me, man, to know that all those things has happened to them children and adults as well, man. It just makes you wonder, man. You know, you sit around the house, you can't even tell your kids nowadays if they gonna be safe. You know what I'm saying? With things like that going on, and it's so sad, man. But, you know, for me, you know, and from my heart goes out to the people and the families that lost their loved ones, especially their babies, man. You know what I'm saying, Joe? That just leaves me at a loss for words, bro.
Yeah. Okay. Well, big fella, with that being said, I'm going to ask you to stick around. Your mic will be open.
Okay, man.
All right. Moving right along, lady, to the next caller.
It's 700656. Your mic is open.
What's up, Mississippi Joe?
Hey, who it is?
Camaradas,
10, 11, and 12. Somebody got some background noise. I'm going to ask you to mute your mic. Your phones, please. Go ahead, boss. Who am I speaking with, please?
This Cam Digg from Arkansas, man. I've been listening
to
you.
Okay, I'm glad to have you, bro.
Already. I wanted to, let you know that you got some Arkansas listeners, you know, supporting these Grudge Inc. shows. You know, we've been listening for about 3 months now, you know.
Okay.
And you got an excellent topic tonight.
Thank you.
I think Chris, Big Clark, Leon.
Mississippi Nightmare, yeah.
And Mr. Drag broke it down.
Chicago, that's our Grudge Inc. director right there. Yeah, go ahead, boss.
He broke it down what Mr. Leon was saying about what these big corporations will be reluctant to get involved with. And But like Mr. Drag said, you know, it's just all fun and games. You know, we just, you know, just it just make it fun to us. But it's got to be some professionalism to get those people behind us, man. And I do believe it's possible, but it's going to take some work. And I agree with Big Chris because he said, you know, you got to learn. And we can learn. We smart. We businessmen, you know. And I admire y'all guys, man. Y'all got some bad boys over there in Mississippi, you know. We looking forward to seeing some of them Chicago cars. We're going to be over there in Atlanta at Claude's Mem Show.
Right.
We came up and watched Whitney them show and Holly Springs, and we was at a Tommy Dog them show, you know, with our little truck, you know, and but yeah, man, it's possible, man, but it's gonna take some work, like those old school guys said, man.
Okay, man. Hey, man, I just wanted to let you know that I'm glad to have you tonight on the show. As I said at the first beginning of my show, without you callers and listeners participating, the shows won't be nothing. So thank you for being brave enough to touch the one button and speak your opinion, because we don't bite and we all are approachable. Okay, buddy?
Yeah.
And one thing, Arkansas, we glad to have you, brother. We glad to have you. And all of your brothers down there, man, we need y'all, bro. Not only do we like to have you, we need you guys. If you haven't became a Grudge Inc. member, man, it don't cost nothing. We appreciate if you would go to www.grudgeinc.us, just sign up, man, you know, and become a member. You guys are in Arkansas. We might be looking for a governor for Arkansas, you know, and possibly another radio show out of Arkansas. So keep that in mind. And what's your name again, man?
My name Cam Digg. I'm already signed up, man, you know.
Okay, Cam Digg.
I don't see nothing but positivity out of this, man, you know.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you, man. And, hey, if you feel like, you know, you want to get a little deeper in the Grudge Inc. with us, man, just let Joe know, which is also one of our directors, or any of the governors, you know, Jay Barnes, man, get in tune with one of us, man, so we can chat with you and see what we can make happen. Because we're always looking forward, you know, to getting other guys in from different states, man, and just continue to populate this, and especially in a positive way.
All right.
Hey, Dre. Hold on, Dre. Hey, excuse me. Arkansas. This is Big Clark, man. What's going on with you? How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Are you the one that I talked to in Texas with the Blue S10 truck?
That was my partner talked to you. I believe you were sitting in the truck when he approached y'all, but I was I'm the one that drives it and stuff.
Okay, yeah, man. You know, Drag, these guys have been bringing some action here lately. I know one of their biggest rivals out of Mississippi is Don Mack, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Man.
Big Clark, if you don't mind, like you're doing, just feel the Grudge World in on them about them, man. Do a little briefing on them real quick. You got the flow, Big Clark.
Well, these guys been doing a little traveling. I know y'all came to Canton a couple of times. I think they raced Emmy one time. They raced Mack, and y'all also been doing some shows in Arkansas, correct?
Yeah, we had a show, man. We attempted to have a show, man. And it didn't work out as good as we planned, but you know it ain't gonna break our spirit. You know, we still gonna push on.
Well, one thing about it, you know, we appreciate the support that you've been giving, man. And next time y'all get ready to have a show, you know, give us a call, man. You know, we like to support the people that support us, so give us a call, and we'll try to make something happen for you.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Appreciate you, bro.
All right, man.
Yeah, Mr. Arkansas, I'm going to call you that if you don't mind. No disrespect intended.
Ain't no problem.
We welcome you all, man, with open arms. Here in Grudge Inc., we one big old family. And the good thing about Grudge Inc., there's no I and we are us. Ain't no kind of way you can tell me it's an I and we are us. Would you agree, Mr. Arkansas?
I agree.
And we would love to have you, and we welcome you, your friends, family, relatives, et cetera, et cetera. Grudge Inc. welcomes you all with open arms, man. And like Big Clark said, when y'all got a show or something, man, make sure you get in tune with the Grudge Inc. family so we can help you promote it. We support everybody that supports us. Okay, partner?
Okay. And it don't cost you nothing, bro. Nothing. We will air your shows and, you know, what your attractions and everything you got going on open air on every Grudge Inc. show that we have, bro. So, man, feel free to let us know, man, and come check us out.
Most definitely.
Okay, man. As you heard the director say, we're glad to have you, man. And me, Mississippi Joe, I want to tell you personally, it's my pleasure to have you on this little country boy show. Okay, partner?
Already, Mississippi Joe. You got a good show.
All right, partner.
Clark, you got a good show. I'm always tuned in on your show. And, DJ Grandmam, they got a good show. All y'all got good shows, man.
Hey, man, thank you, bro. And that's what we need support from people like you, okay, partner?
All right, man.
All right, be easy, partner.
All right,
lady, moving right along, lady.
Caller 601-3297, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Joe?
Hey, red hot. You ladies and gentlemen, everybody be quiet because I got to do a segment and speak briefly about this gentleman right here. A lot of you all know him. You hear him on Big Clark's show. But he's a good old country boy, just like me. I don't mean that with no disrespect because he's a man, first and foremost. But we both raised country boys. And he's a real good fella, and he just love racing. He's like a crack fiend for crack, and he love racing. And deep down, he's just a good old country boy. And he's been bringing a lot of action ever since he's been in the racing game, and that's been over 5 years, I believe. If I'm wrong, I'm going to let him get a chance to tell you. And 2013, I believe, is going to be one hell of a year for this gentleman, too. So y'all look for Red Hot out of Mississippi. Some know him as Sylvester. Most know him as Red Hot. Red Hot, you got the floor. How you doing, man?
Hey, good, Joe. I didn't want to talk, man. I just wanted to come on and let you know I asked for your number the other night. I think that was Wednesday, and I just wanted to tell you I've been listening. You're having a good show, man.
Hey, man, thank you, buddy. Thank you, but by me being a host, Sylvester, you're not talking to me as just an old homeboy now. I'm a host now, so I have to ask you this. If you don't mind, what can the Grudge World, Grudge fans, and Grudge Inc. look forward to seeing from Red Hot and the Into Deep Camp 2013? I'm going to let you tell
them. Yeah, well, Joe, I think you know me a little better than all of
them.
I do. I'm going to do my own thing. I'm kind of my own man. I hang out
right.
with Slick Jim. We real tight. But one thing about me and you and everybody else know it. Some we can agree, some we can't. But I'm a race and I'm going to have fun. When the fun leave, I leave.
All right.
Now, you ain't going to find nobody at the track that I won't race. I ain't going to race everybody head up. But if I think I stand a chance, it ain't got to be a big one. Just one chance, I race. And that's what I love to do. I done lost a lot, but I promise you, I done won probably about 4 out of every 5 races I run, I win. I just love doing it, man. And getting to your topic about the sponsorship,
yes,
man,
sir.
I get out and I work every day, run a business. This is what I do for fun, man. And I think to have a sponsor, you got to kind of somewhat get back business-minded and try to keep a level head. This is where
right.
I come to wind down. You know me, and Miss Sharon and all the rest of them know I can't get wind up. This is what I do to have fun. And, you know, I have fun and I enjoy myself. And I think to try to lean towards sponsors, you got to get away from the plan and having fun and shit talking and try to keep a level head. And it's a lot of us that's in grudge racing that only know it as the shit talking, the talking rough, the trying to get a race. You just got to be on a different level to try to deal with sponsors. Yeah.
And you know, that was well said. And I agree with you 100%. But do you think we can rise to the occasion? I also want to ask you that.
Yeah, I think we are. There's a lot of us out here that don't just do what I do. I just come out on the weekend to play, to wind down and have fun. There's a lot of us want to step up, want to compete, want other people to know us and want to get out and spread our name. And there's not anything wrong with that, you know, for the ones that want to do it. And I think those people are really holding up for the ones that don't want to get out and do that. Because now you got to have those, you're going to have those that's not going to get out and travel. But they're going to make a race. When you come out to these local towns like around here where we at, and you come down thinking you're going to just dominate, you're going to find some little local Joes around here that love the race, and they're going to pull you, they're going to tap you on the shoulder and try you. And it ain't going to always turn out with the one that's traveling and going far. I think we are on another level to answer your question. I really do. And I feel like Mississippi is stepping up. I feel like
all right, Belson.
From the 8-0 cars all the way to the 3-something cars, I think they're stepping up. We got guys here in Mississippi, a lot of people don't know, this running 3 seconds in eight, you know, but and they're doing well. All of them are doing well. You got guys, you know, I've been racing, I heard you say 5 years. I think I've been racing about 8. I don't keep up with it. I can't remember what I did last week sometime. But,
right, about 8.
When I started out, I think you know, I had old truck, and I guarantee you it wasn't running 6-0. But I'm just a competitor, and I don't care, you know, no matter what I do, I'm a competitor. I love to race. If I find something, if somebody come here and whoop me, they better not come back next year. If they come back next year, they got to race me. I love to compete, and I'm very competitive. And just like all of you know, I'm loud. I'm loud. I can, if I my opponent is, that's how I am. If he's a thug, I'm a thug. If he's got to come here, I got to come here. I just love the race. It's fun to me. And I'm enjoying your show, man. I've been knowing you a long time. I know you when you owned that gangster boot. And,
yes, sir.
You were very competitive. And you've come a long ways, man. I can remember a time when me and you talk, all you want to do was pull a summer gun asshole out.
Yeah.
You know, now you hosting the show. I don't hear you talking like that. You done stepped up and you done moved on.
Yeah.
But one thing we do, we appreciate you for leaving us back here to where we can, you know, hold up for you. And I don't mean it in a negative way. You ain't left us. You know, it's just good to see you step up and move on. But, you know, you enjoying yourself, and we back here just having fun. And when we all meet up, we all have fun.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And I want to thank you, Red Hot, for those encouraging words for me to remember as I'm traveling along these down these lonely highways. Okay, partner?
All right, and I appreciate it. I'm going to get back to drinking me another cold one, man.
Okay, Red High. We glad to have you, man. Okay?
All right,
lady. Next caller. Let's keep it moving. Let's see if we get all our callers.
Sleepy, your mic is open.
Sleep.
What's going on, champ?
Sleepy, this ain't my main man. Sleepy, y'all, ladies and gentlemen, this is a dedicated Mississippi Joe show participant and partner and friend and good buddy and et cetera, et cetera. And Sleep, if I didn't hear from you, when I don't hear from you, Sleep, I think something's wrong. And Sleep, I'm glad to have you as always. And you got the flow. I want you to give your shout-outs and whatever you want to do, Sleep. You got the flow.
One thing about a champ like DJ Grant say, and you better believe it. But like I said, man, I just came out of the back cave, man. Like I said, I've been working a lot overtime, trying to get my little thing going. Greg, I'm going to say big ups to you and the rest of the growing world. Good life for life.
What up, Sleep. What up, baby?
Grudge ain't for life.
My man.
It'll never stop. Jay Barnes, I got to give my hat off to him, man. I'm going to give my first shout out to Jay Barnes, man. I'm going to tell you something.
Okay.
Mississippi Joe and Drag, I'm going to tell you something, man. When I first moved down in Alabama, I said it's all over. My life is over. I got to start all over. I drew all my homeboys and US 41, or No Limit, whatever you want to call it. I ain't going to see them no more, hear from them no more. I'm down in the country, which ain't a bad thing. But like I said, man, I thought it was over. And my buddy hooked me up, said, man, look here, man. His name Cole. He live in Maryville. He said, man, they got a little radio show going on, man. Let me get on it. And ever since then, man, it's been like a family, man. And I just want to appreciate him for telling me about it. And Big Will was the one, I'm sorry, Big Will was the one that told me about it. But it is from all-timers, but I got part-timers. So,
that's the hall monitor that you speak of, right?
Well, Big Will was the one that told me about it. And
the hall monitor.
That's what got me to listening to the shows. And I met Mississippi Joe down in Hattiesburg, and he's been like a brother to me, and he's still a brother to me. And I ain't going to make it long. I'm going to give you the short version. Hey, man, I'm grudging for life, man. I just got came out that hole, and I appreciate you giving me the time, champ, to say a shout-out to Big Will. That's my main man, Drag. Me and Drag
right.
Go back like beans and rice. So I ain't got to talk long, but, hey, man, I appreciate you, champ, and I'm back listening.
Hold on, Sleep. I'm not going to let you get off that easy. I want to hear your opinion. I want you to speak your opinion on the topic, Sleep.
Give it to me, because I just came out the hole, champ, and I'm on the way home. I pulled over just so I would lose reception. I'm on my cell phone. So talk to me,
okay.
Champ.
Okay, the topic is, do you think Grudge Racing will rise to the occasion and do what is necessary to get corporate sponsors where they know how to act and carry themselves in a business manner?
Oh, for sure, champ, but I'm going to tell you why. You know, I'm going to give you the short version, like I said before.
Okay.
Reason why I think we're going to be able to do our thing and get Grudge Racing to the forefront, hey, man, we done been through all the bad times. We done been through all the negativity. We done been through all the hate, which we're going to always have hate. So we got to live with that. But at the same token, man, we can't do nothing but like my man Larry said, be like cream, man, and rise to the top.
Well said, boy. Sleep, you said something then, boy. You said something, Sleep. Sleep, we're glad to have you, man.
Champ, they can't stop us, man. Let me tell you something. Jay Barnes started a war. We're going to have a whole bunch of people hating on Grudge Inc. But the only thing we got to do is
Hold on, Sleep. Let me stop you. I want to make sure you got good reception, and I want you to say that a little louder. Now, would you repeat that, Sleep?
Let me tell you something. Jay Barnes started a war. It's going to always be people against Grudge Inc. For the simple fact that whenever somebody trying to do something positive, the negative going to try to take over. And if Grudge Inc. stay Grudge Inc. like I am for life, they can't touch us, man. We got God on our side, man. And one thing I love about you, Mississippi Joe, if you keep God in your life, ain't nothing nobody can do, man, but follow suit.
Boy,
yes, sir.
You're saying something, And that'll preach anywhere in the world, Sleep. You know that, don't you?
Yes, sir. So I'm done with it, Joe. I'm going to go back on mute. So like I said, I came out to the back cave. I'm on my way home. I'm trying to hustle and get my little program together. Drag know what's happening. I'm going to work.
Oh, yeah.
And work until I get where I want to be, champ. I want to get back on the grill scene, man. Jay Bonds got me charged like an ever-ready battery, bro. I'm trying to get out there and do my thing, too. You know, I go back with Drag, champ. I was right there with Drag, with CW and all them guys were doing their thing, and Drag was a young man coming up. I was right there. So now,
yeah.
Ain't too old. Drag ain't too old. All we got to do is do what we do. Keep our heads to the grindstone, man. We can get out there and have fun just like everybody else.
Oh, yeah. Sleep. It ain't over.
Oh, Drag, we ain't got no dirt on top of our heads, so we can do what we do, baby.
No, it ain't over, bro. We finna make a big stink.
Yes, sir. So, champ, I appreciate you, man. I love you. You always show me love. I'm all, like I said, I made sure. Hey, y'all got to let me out this hole.
Sleep,
if y'all don't let me out, I'm going to bring my phone in next time because you can't bring your phone down there. Some kind of third way that the gas is driving, I ain't all with that technological crap. But like I said, champ, I love you, man. Drag, I love you. I love Girl Geek. I love all
right,
my... baby. I'm back on mute.
Okay, Sleep, take it easy, man. Always good to hear from you, Jack.
Joe.
As Big Fella said, we glad to have you, Sleep.
Yes, sir.
All right, champ, I'm going back on mute so I can hear you all the way to home. And like I said, man, good heat for life, baby.
All right,
you, baby.
Sleep. next call, lady. Sleep has just made my night, got me in a good spirit. I already was in a good spirit, and I'm in a better one.
Slouch, your mic is open.
Hello? Hello, how you doing? Who is this?
What's going on, everybody? It's Slouch. Slouch.
What up, Slouch? Slouch, what's up, baby?
Oh, number one Slouch, everybody, out of Detroit, Michigan. Number one Slouch. Go ahead, Slouch. You got the flow, buddy.
Oh, man, I'm just listening on the topic. You know, I remember when Grunty... Let me turn my radio off. Hold on.
Okay.
I remember when Grunge Inc. first started, Gunny Picks called me. He was like, "Hey man, we're about to do this little grunge thing. You know, we're trying to get the north, the south, the east, the west. You know, everybody to be united as one. You know." And he said he had five, six people he wanted to talk to, and he talked to me first and asked about it. I'm like, "Yeah, I'm down with it." You know, I love this grunge thing, and to meet all the guys from down south, the Tony Bynes, you know, the Rock, you know, or Hitler, all them guys, you know, that we can meet, as they call them, YouTube superstars, you know, which they are. But I was like, yeah, I'm down with it, you know, and ever since then, man, I'm hooked. And I don't know, I met all the guys, most of the guys on the internet, you know, I met Dujo, I never met you before. I seen you on the videos. I met you for the first time in Chicago. You know, I met
right.
DJ Grant, Tony Bynes, and met all you guys. You know, and hopefully, you know, we can get more and more states from the West Coast to join in. You know, make this one big family.
Okay. So, do you think grudge racers are ready to move to the forefront and take on corporate sponsorship? Do you think we've been this minded enough to do that, Slouch?
Oh, yeah. This grudge world is very, very smart. You know, we got a lot of, you know, intelligent guys working on their cars, you know, in the grudge game. And, man, as far as the sponsor, man, that would be a plus. You know, a lot of guys, you know, spending here and there all their money, you know, it's kind of hard for a lot of guys to make it to track because they don't have the money. They're working on their cars, but, you know, sponsors come around and help another, you know, with the tires. You know, it could be a oil filter. You know, that's helping out. You know, that'd be a big plus. Like, a gigantic plus to help out. I can see it happening, you know, someday. I think 2013, someone going to get their first. Some grudge race is going to get their first sponsor. Like I said, it could be as simple as spark plug, you know, oil. At least that's a start, you know. Then after, when the first person get it, and it's just going to grow. You just Greg was saying, you know, we just got to kind of tame it down a little bit, watch what we're saying, then, you know, we can move forward.
I agree. I think the grudge racers and grudge racing is on the move. And I'm going to say this loud. Regardless to whatever go on, if anybody out there listening have any kind of problems and it's concerning grudge racing, please get in contact with me, Mississippi Joe, because I will address it. I am for my grudge racers and always have been and always will be. Because we make the action. We are the ones. Would you agree with that, Slouch?
100%. 100%.
But, Slouch, is there anything else you would like to say, though?
Hey, I got a quick question.
Go ahead.
So far, do you know, or anybody on this line knows, how many stakes is Grudge Inc. tied with so far? Right now, you know, I can just say what? Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, Wisconsin, Kentucky, Illinois, Georgia, Maryland, Florida, Mississippi.
We got Virginia now. We got Virginia last week. We got Arkansas.
Virginia.
We got Arkansas.
Also, yeah, the director has the director, which is Big Drag himself, has beginning year 2013, he's initiated and approved the radio host, I believe, out of St. Louis, if I'm not mistaken. Would you give us a little debriefing on that, big fella?
Yeah, we got one gentleman. We got one gentleman out of St. Louis. We're working on him right now. He's going to be probably out. Talk show host out of and possibly a governor out of Missouri, St. Louis area. So
right.
We, you know, this thing is growing, bro. It's definitely growing. It's growing faster than we would imagine. But I mean, we welcome it, definitely for sure. But if we're a little slow on certain things, you know, I just hope that the listeners and the racers as well will just bear with us. We'll get it worked out. I guarantee you that. You know, and with our commander in chief, Jay Barnes, you know, we put a lot on his shoulders, and he's only one person. He can only do so much. So, you know, he set us in positions where we can kind of help him, and that's what we're trying to do. And Slouch, I know you're very active in the Grudge Inc. world. You know, if you feel like it's something else you would like to help us do, or if you could help us to grow, you know, I feel free to call Jay Barnes at any time, man.
Oh yeah.
Or me or Dre.
Yeah.
As of right now, me and Tony sat down and talked. June 15th. I don't know if it's marked in stone, but it's damn near close that we're gonna have a Grudge Inc. show in Martin, Michigan, June 15th, 2013.
Okay. Well, that'll be great, man.
Hopefully we can try to get, we're working on it now to get the guys from the South to come up.
Yeah. Right. Well, everyone's
right
welcome. You know that everyone's welcome. We love to have everybody from every state, but we're really getting big enough. We're getting big now where we've got so many Grudge Inc. family members, man. We're going to sell a show out anyways, you know, but, you know, the more the merrier.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I agree, big fella. And I want to get to everybody. Lady, how many more callers? Anybody? I have any callers waiting?
We do. We have two more hands up.
I'm going to get them real quick. Okay, let's go to them callers, Lady. I got some of them
okay.
To brief the girls were on after these calls. Yes, sir. Who am I speaking with, please?
251-6856. Your mic is open.
What's up, Joe?
Hey, how you doing? Who am I speaking with, please?
It's Jody and CC.
Hey, man. Team X. Team Assassin. Is that right, Jody?
Yes, sir.
tell you something. Big Clark and me have been talking about you all. You all are going to be a force to be dealt with in the 2013 year. And for those people who don't know, I'm talking to Team Assassin out of Mobile, Alabama, with a 28-inch time. Big Clark is locking in to run. Who you locked in to run for February 9th at Big Clark Show?
Stunner and Butt Naked, and probably Wit. We already locked in with Wit to run over at Fat Tuesday, but he said that if the track good enough, he'd probably do something over there.
Well, hey Jody, I want to tell you this, man. I've been knowing you a while, and I appreciate you calling in, talking on my show, and hitting the one button. And I'm gonna ask you as a friend and a host to, whenever you're on here, man, just feel free to hit the one button, man. I want to hear your opinion on everything, man, because this grudge thing is not about it's about we and us, okay, man?
Yeah, yeah. Like I say, we started building this car a couple years ago, and we were building it actually to go class racing. And about 6 months into the build, I just decided, you know what, we're gonna do a grudge car, you know, because it's growing, and I see opportunity there that a lot of people may not be able to see yet, but it's growing like there's no tomorrow, you know. So
it is. It is.
You know, the class racing, you know, it comes and goes, but grudge racing is always there, and that's what we
look at. I mean, I get so many phone calls from people telling me that this Grudge Inc. has made them get back into racing and get their cars out of storage and et cetera, et cetera, as you were saying. And it's a beautiful thing, Jody.
You're right. You're right. I mean, I can go anywhere on any Saturday or Sunday within 3 hours of here, and there's grudge racing always going on. You go class racing, you got 2 to 3 races a year you can go to, unless you go way, way off. So it's just a nice thing to be able to go close to home and race. And then there's also big shows out of town if you want to go and race. You know,
so Jody, by me being a host, now I'm asking you this from a host perspective and point of view. What will the grudge world, what can the grudge world be looking forward to seeing out of Team Assassin 2013? Are they going to travel? Will they be bringing a lot of action to 2013, et cetera, et cetera? Fill me in on that, Jody.
We are going to do some traveling. You know, obviously, I guess, you know it. We had a little run-in with the wall down here, so it kind of stopped us. You know, we were actually going to go to Bradenton, and we were going to be in Montgomery for some stuff that Stunner and all them was going to be at, and it kind of slowed us down, but that's the reason we're down right now. And but we are, the plans of right now, I told CC the other night, we need to sit down, because I know that they're making up, Gadget and all those making up the schedule of who all's racing what, and we need to sit down and get a plan together right now, what all races that we plan to attend.
Right.
That's our goal right now, to see where the races are going to be at, to pick the ones we want to go to, you know, to try to be a part of.
Right, right. Well, that's good, man. We very much looking and anticipating on seeing you all the 2013 year, starting off with Big Car Race February 9th in Lena, Mississippi. Like I've been telling everybody, that's going to be a grudge massacre is really what it's going to be. That's what it should be called.
We are coming to grudge race. We're not coming to talk about grudge racing and talk about who we can whoop, this or that or the other. We're coming to grudge race. So I think everybody's going to be surprised with us this year whenever we show up.
And you know what, Jody? I wanted to keep that a secret, but I'm going to say on live air, I have to agree with you.
Hey, Joe.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Joe.
Yo,
hold
yes,
on.
Sir.
Hey, what's up, Jody? What's going on?
What's
it's
up, Big Clark?
Everybody. Go ahead, Big Clark.
You got it. Hey, Jody, I don't want you to tell everybody our secret now. We got big plans for 2013, so just be quiet now.
Okay, Big Clark, I'm going to get quiet as of now, okay?
All right, I'm back
all
on
right.
you, Joe.
Okay, all right. But, Jody, I also would like for you to speak on the topic. Did you hear the topic, or you need for me to repeat it?
No, I heard it.
Give me your thoughts on that, Jody, if you don't mind.
You know, Joe, I've been around this racing game a long time in the class world.
Right.
I've looked out here, got a lot of friends of mine that do it that you know, they're on that level you're talking about. They got a lot of sponsorships and stuff like that. What grudge racers don't realize, it's not that hard to get the sponsors, but at the same time, the sponsors want results. And results means you have to make yourself known out here. You know, you have to show that, hey, I'm a racer, I'm going to do this. Like Tony Bynes would be a prime example. He travels. Everybody knows him. I mean, he's a prime sponsor candidate, you know, to show products. But, you know, it's all about recognition for the sponsors, you know. And like I say, like my buddy, you know, the way Mickey Thompson does is they give you a credit card. $2,000 on the car starting out the year is the way they do all the bigger guys, you know, on the class level stuff. As you win races or if you place here or there, you get money put back on your card. And then you can use that card to buy tires from them off of the money that they give you. But if you don't show results off of that, you don't get any money back on your card. That's how they do it. So, I mean, they start out by giving you money, but at the same time, you have to show results. And how that would come about, I really don't know. You know, that would be something you and Jay Barnes and all y'all would have to come up with, of how to get the recognition for them to be able to see it's, you know, a return on investment for them at the same time, like I say. But it would be huge. You're right. It would be huge because right now you got Grudge Inc. and what they've done right here with this right here is as big as Yellow Bullet or any internet site. There's people from all over the country listening to this stuff, including myself.
Yeah, I agree with you, Jody. And I think we as grudge racers can do anything that we put our mind to if we stick together. Do you agree, Jody?
I agree 100% on that.
Okay.
It's entertainment, and that's what brings people to watch it, is entertainment.
It's entertainment. They want to see some good grudge racing.
That's
ain't
exactly
no doubt
right.
About it. Yep.
Yes,
sir. Well, Jody, I'm going to be looking for the assassin. 213, I can't wait. I wish it was here already because I've seen you testing and tuning, and that is one bad machine you got, sir. I'm going to be the first one to tell you, or maybe the second one or the third one, but anyway, I'm going to tell you. That's one bad machine you got there, Mr.
Well, I appreciate it. Like I say, I mean, we take pride in what we do. I mean, a lot of people come out and you see cars that is super fast, and they don't look that great, but they're really fast, but I just take pride in. I want my car to always be a really nice piece when it shows up at the track. So just tell everybody out there, just because it's pretty don't mean it's fast.
That's right. And I'm gonna let the grudge world know. You all, when y'all meet Team Assassin, you all going to want their phone number because y'all going to be trying to get in touch with him because he is a prize. Remember that Mississippi Joe told you that.
We are coming to grudge race, you know. I mean, we're not one of these racers that we want to run for $10,000-$15,000 and try to buy a race at all. We right down on everybody else's level. You know what I mean? I mean, we race to have fun, but at the same time, you know, we like to make a little money, gamble, have a little, you know, a good time at it. You know, so, okay, so it's a good time for us.
Right.
Was that Sylvester a while ago you was talking about Red Hot? Was that
Sylvester? Red Hot. Yeah, that was him.
Okay. Sylvester hit it dead on the head. We do this to unwind, to go have a good time. We all got businesses. We all go up here and we get wound up trying to make money. When we go out here to this deal, this is our fun. You know, I don't have boats and all this stuff. I go racing. Racing is my job, you know, as far as once I'm done with my job here, I go home and do my job on a race car to go have fun. And it's actually a job to keep these cars going. To get to the next show, the next show, the next show, the next show. I mean, it's a sacrifice. You know, a lot of people, you know, the fans out here, they on the sidelines betting and having a good time. They don't realize what it takes for us as in general to do this stuff. And it's a lot of time away from our families and everything else to do it.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, Jody. And what you said made a whole lot of sense. And I just want to let you know right now, I'm one of your biggest fans. And I just want to let you know that I just can't wait till you get that thing on the line to get somebody for some money.
Well, we can't wait either. Like I say, we've had a you know a
we've all had fun. Me and CeCe's been around each other for a long time, and CeCe, he really enjoyed this, and y'all all know who CeCe is. So he talks a lot of smack, but CeCe can back it up most of the time. If he tells you something, he's pretty much got something, an ace in the hole to back it up on. So like I say, I mean, we, you know, we definitely will be a force to be reckoned with, just like Big Clark said.
Okay, then. Well, Jody, thanks for coming on the show, man. And
yes,
I appreciate
sir.
You, okay?
We thank y'all.
All right. Lady, hey, let's move right along to the next caller, please.
Caller 601-20, Cecilia, your mic is open.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, this is Pete with Chair. I want to try to set up a raid with that old dog mate, a little Brian, too.
Who am I speaking with, please, sir?
I'm at Pete with Chair in Scott County, Mississippi.
Okay, Mississippi, go ahead and talk to me, people, champ. What you want to do?
I want to tell Pete Clark, tell Don May. He been floating around like a duck. I'm going to pull him up on the water, I'm going to drown him.
Hey, Don Mack, now he won the toughest thing out of Mississippi. Now, do you sure you know what you're doing, people, champ?
Yeah. I hope he listens. I'm going to drown him like a duck.
I'm sure Pete Clark listening, the word gonna get back to Don Mack, and then we got Red Hot on her too. So they listening. I'm just people's champ. I don't know who you are, but I do want to tell you this, man. Keep up the action. Keep bringing the action, and hope you bring more in the 213 year. You hear me, partner?
Hey Joe. Hold on, Joe.
Go ahead, Big Clark.
You got people champ on looking for Don Mack. Now I'm gonna tell you something, people champ. I don't know you, but. One thing I can say about Don Mack, man, the man will race anybody, man. So it ain't hard to get in touch with. If you don't have a number, I'll see if I can get you his number before we get off the show. But all you got to do with that, Don Mack, the race.
I want to run that Brian trade. So, no, he been going around with that rabbit foot a long time. About time somebody snatched that rabbit foot from him.
Okay.
Well, One thing about Grudge Inc., we're going to get the word to you, to whoever you're looking for. Tell him, Big Clark.
Oh, yeah. One thing about it, man. You know, Don Mack, it don't take much to raise him. All you got to do is call him. He's going to talk you to death and going to try to run you to death. So, you know, I'm sure if Sylvester will probably call him or somebody going to call him. So you'll hear from him. Just hang around on the show, man. But you'll hear from him before the night's over.
All right.
Okay, people champ. I'd like to thank you for calling this little old country boy show, man. I appreciate you, okay?
Okay then, appreciate that.
All right. All right, lady, next caller, please.
Leon, your mic is open.
I just go ahead and quit him. For some reason I lost I'll go in.
Okay. All right. Next caller, lady.
Timo, your mic is open.
Joe!
Timo, how you doing, Detroit bad boy? What's going on, man?
Oh, man, I'm chilling, man. I had to work, so I couldn't make the show down there in Florida, but I'm listening to a good show. But, you know, my constituents are down there holding the fort down.
Right.
So, and I heard that, the guys that we supposed to be racing, they didn't look too hot at the track, but they only got 12 hours to get that circus act on the road over there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know if they're going to pay the punk out or are they going to go.
Okay. Well, I was hoping Lil Tony would call in and talk to me. He did try to reach me, but I was on the show and I couldn't answer his call.
Oh, okay. Well,
Kimo, what you got to say about the topic? Also, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who do not know Kimo, this is a Detroit bad boy coming to Lena, Mississippi, February 9th, looking for action, and he is not coming to play. Everybody will know him. February 9th. You're going to know him from one or two reasons. either kicking some butt or getting his tail whipped. Is that right, Kimo?
Man, that's the only way you can do it. If I race, I'm either going to win or lose. So it's going to be one of them outcomes.
Well, y'all can get ready because he's bringing action, and he don't fear nobody but Jesus. That's what he told me. Is that right, Kimo?
Man, you know it.
Okay. All right, well, Kimo, let us know what's on your mind, man.
Well, you know, I was really looking for BET to be calling, but I just see out there filming if he's over in Florida. He gave me a lot of talk about, huh?
They'll leave BT alone. That's where y'all get the cussing. Joe got a real good show tonight. So, hey, leave BT alone. Y'all going to be cussing on the show tonight.
No, I wasn't going to cuss out. I was going to see if he wanted to make a friendly wager on that race down there, you know. You know, us pipe in, okay? Huh?
Is Tony in Florida?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he down there.
Who
is that Tony supposed to be running? Who he supposed to be running?
Abe out of the, he's running Abe Cutler down there.
Much more sport.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And that race will take place tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
It's supposed to.
Okay, yeah.
If everything just
gets
off right.
Well, I get a chance to see it live, but I should be there at the track no later than 12, you know. My plane lands at 11 o'clock tomorrow down there, so. I'll be there.
Now, you know, okay. Clark, you know, I know I can't act the fool on Joe's show, man. He got total control. You see it on no arguing on his show, man.
Hey, man, look, you know, every once in a while, you know, Joe will turn the lights off and let everybody get loose. You know, I still got to get control of my show like that because, you know, every once in a while they come on and make me hot. And, you know, if the host out of control, the whole damn show out of control.
Right.
So.
But see, I already know Joe was a good show and stuff because I heard his early topic. And, you know, so, you know, this was like a tone down show. So, you know, you kind of do all that.
Well, you know, yeah, the day Friday, Kimo. The day Friday,
yeah.
Meet up all that Tuesday today, you know, shit, everybody stay out chilling and having a good time and doing a little chase tonight, now.
Yeah.
Boy, y'all a fool, man. Y'all a fool. Y'all hear me, both of y'all, man. But Kimo, will you let everybody know what you got going down February the 9th, man?
For February 9th, near Southern Black Hill for Lena. And then,
it's Lena. It's Lena.
Lena.
Right.
And then, me and, also that week, me and Leon are supposed to do something over at, that Tuesday. Well, it ain't going to be Tuesday. It probably be Sunday or Monday. I think it was Monday we said, let's try to get that show going over at, was it Hub City, Joe?
Yeah, Hub City.
Okay, so all that week I have events going, you know, not events for that. I'll be trying to engage a couple of guys, you know, so that's what I got coming in February, the beginning of February, so.
Okay. Well, I'm going to move on, Kimo, if you ain't got nothing else to say and try to get all my callers, man.
Okay.
Okay. Lady, keep it moving, baby.
773-1146 is open.
Man, they got a lot of background noise, whoever this is. Hey, lady, keep it moving.
742, your mic is open. 601-4596, your mic is open. 601-4596,
Who is that?
Okay, that's it.
We don't have no more callers?
Joe.
No, sir.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Kimo.
Did the stunner make it over there in Bradenton yet?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I hadn't been able to talk to nobody. He called me while I was on the show. I hadn't returned the call because I'm on the show.
Oh,
but
okay.
I also want to speak about some. If y'all got noise, please mute your phones. Because y'all know I will mute these mics when it comes to noise. Y'all know I don't tolerate no noise. So if you got noise, please mute your phones. Be courteous, please. All right. Also, ladies and gentlemen, at the beginning of the show, I talked about the word on the street. And I left out a big state. And I'm sorry that I did. And I just thought about it. And thank God I hadn't got a text or nothing. I just thought about it. Texas is on the rise, 213 also. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you, if the people in Texas stand up and get out and grudge race, I can tell you this, it's going to be better, more excitement, and all-out war. I'm going to name a couple people that I would love to see come back out. We got Feet Man. We got Tony Thornton, Hillbilly Racing, Motion Racing, Lil Durr. We got Roy J. We got Tommy Dog. We got Ben Lytton. We got Alley Cat Racing. We got, this is all Texas. Whether it be Houston or Dallas, it's still Texas. We got so many people that I'm missing. We got Show Enough Racing, Peanut. We got so many grudge races in Texas. And a lot of them I'm missing. But I'm saying this to say that if they stand up, it's going to be one heck of a year, 213. And something's telling me that they're going to stand up because I've been talking with the governor of Texas, and that's Atomic Dog, and he's telling me that Texas is going to put on for the. So, ladies and gentlemen, all I can tell y'all is stay tuned to Grudge Inc. to see what's going down in the 213 year, because Grudge Inc. will have it. And we will keep you all informed. You all are our first priority. And we're going to keep you all informed of what's going on, what's going on in Chicago, what's going on in Detroit, what's going on in Indiana, what's going on in Texas, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, New Orleans, St. Louis. We're going to be getting reports from all over the country and giving it live to you all. And maybe with these shows and everybody knowing what's going on, they can meet up at a news show and meet and greet with all the grudge racers and have unity. It's a beautiful thing. And I also would like to remind everybody to go to Grudge Inc., www.grudgeinc.us, and go on Grudge Book, on Grudge Inc. We have a Grudge Book. Let me remind you to send your pictures and statements and make statements and chat with your favorite racers or racers that you can meet on Grudge Book and get to know and et cetera, et cetera. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this Grudge Inc. thing is a beautiful thing. It's going to be bigger and better. And remember, Grudge Inc. is trying to do well and put a shine on all of the grudge racers and racers across the world, across the state. Whenever you have somebody doing good, there's always going to be somebody talking negative about it. So we as adults got to have enough sense to know better when you hear the negativity. And be a leader, not a follower. Don't let nobody brainwash you with that garbage. Because if they're saying something negative about grudging, believe me, it's nothing but garbage. and all garbage need to be disposed. All right. I'm back, and I want to say that. Now we got to open a lady I like for you. Is Drag still on there? Big Clark and Chemo?
Yeah, I'm still here, Joe.
Well, y'all, I'd like to talk about Brayden. Now, you know, everybody's gone to Brayden, and we got a lot of people left, and he is leaving, and we ask that the good Lord take care of them and keep his hands on them as they're traveling, whether it be flying or whether it be driving. Either way, we ask that the good Lord keep his hands on them and watch over them. And
yes,
we also got Starter and the White Boys locked up for Brayden Sunday. We got Lil Tony going to battle. Brayden is going to be off the chain. So if anybody's going, get there Saturday. It's going to be off the chain. I hate I'm not going to be able to make it, but I'm up in Kansas City chilling out with my big homie who played for the Kansas City Chiefs. Big homie, come over and get on the phone, say something to the Grudge World. Come on, don't worry about your voice, big homie. Come over and say something to the Grudge World. I got to call you. I'm in your apartment chilling out, eating catfish and shrimps and shit and just chilling like a big-time player. I was used to eating soup. You got me over eating catfish and shrimp. I don't know how to act. It's just like taking a country boy out of the country when he go to the big city. He say, oh, look at all them lights. Big man, tell him this is your real pro, everybody, for the Kansas City Chiefs, number 95. Check him out. I'm here with him sitting right across the table from Live and Living Color. Send something to the Grudge World, big guy.
Just want to say what up to everybody, man. Shout out to the whole Prime Pine camp and everybody out here doing it big and Crew Chief and all those guys, a lot of those guys that I know by name. And I just want to send a shout out to everybody in the whole group of racing, just doing their thing, man. Shout out to y'all, you know. Can't wait to get back home and see all you guys around Fat Tuesday and attend some of these shows with Big Joe, man. Looking forward to y'all. I didn't want to keep y'all guys long. Just want to say shout out to everybody who out there doing it big, man. Y'all keep doing your thing.
All right, bro.
Okay, y'all. I want y'all to know I woke his big ass up. He was like sleeping on the couch. I told him he can't make me look bad. They'll think I'm lying. They'll think I'm really not in Kansas City. You know what I mean? You know what I mean, big fella. So I woke his big ass up and I called him unexpectedly. But I'm thankful that he was nice enough to come on and say something anyway, like the gentleman that he is. I couldn't make him do it, ladies and gentlemen, because he's 330 pounds, 6'3 and a half, so I had to be nice to it. But I'm back, and I just want to speak on Brayden. I want to let my director, which is Big Drag, I got so much respect for him, and a lot of people don't know, but I am also a director of Grudge Inc., but I never say it because I got so much respect for Drag that he's the director. And to me, he's like the senior director because I've always looked up to him. And for the Grudge World, I want you to know that a lot of times when I do things not thinking and just reacting, I upset him in a good way, which is that he want me to be the best and do the best, and that's what good friends are for. And every friend that you have want to see you do good and represent well. If you got a friend...
No, Joe, let me stop you. You might have a friend that ain't a friend.
But hold on, Kimo, let me finish, though. If you got a friend that calls himself your friend and let you make a fool out of yourself and act stupid and don't correct you, whether you think you're right or wrong, he's really not your friend. Your friend not going to let you make a fool out of yourself and do stupid and crazy things. He's going to pull you to the side and talk to you as a man and with respect and tell you he don't think what you're doing is wise. This is a Grudge show, but, you know, I try to give people something about everyday life also. Because I've been a fool. In order to learn sense, you got to be have been a fool one day.
Would you agree,
Big Fella?
Would you agree, Big Fella?
I agree that, you know, when you're out of place that you should be corrected. A real friend should correct you. But, you
right.
know, it don't just take a fool to need correcting, you know.
Right.
All
right. But now, Kimo, I know you want to say something crazy and whatever, so go
no,
right
no,
in.
No, I ain't not saying, I ain't saying nothing crazy. I'm going to ask you the director how the director coming with the car because he was telling me that he wanted to put one of the governors in his place.
Yeah, I'm close, Kimo. Motor's complete. I'm gonna be. I'll hear some noise out there tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
And so I'll be taking the motor to the car probably Sunday or Monday. The car's being worked on as I speak right now. I talked with him today, and he's got all the real lights and stuff in it, and all that stuff in it. He's putting the back glass in it, you know, and putting the quarter glasses in it. So probably, you know, say the 10th, 11th, 12th of January somewhere. We'll be somewhere trying to burn rubber.
Okay, okay. So it's almost look like that you and Big Clock will be tangling.
We're going to, if I can get to close enough state where we got some decent tracks, you know, and I can, you know, put down some good numbers, then ain't nothing going to stop me from running Big Clock. But, you know, if I don't get no good reading, then it's senseless to me to make, you know, attempts at trying to run somebody of his caliber, especially the agreement that we agreed to run on. You know, I know I got to be on my best behavior.
Okay.
You better be on your best behavior.
Well, you know, that's what I am. On my best behavior, Big Chris, but if you happen to, you know, get a little freaky and froggy and jumpy and tell me you're going to pull the nitrous off, then I'm going to test on you.
I ain't going to never pull the nitrous off.
Well, see, that's what I know, and I got a car I'm going to run you and let you spray at me. I got to make sure I'm absolutely correct there, bro.
Oh, yeah. I want you at your best, man. I mean, If you see one number off from where you know you need to be, don't do it.
Well, Chris, I'm going to tell you this. You know, you ever heard those saying, better to have it and don't need it than to need it and don't have it? I got it, bro. I just got to lay it on the side. I just want to make sure, God dog, that I can get a hold to the track. That's all I need to do is get a hold to the track. If I can get a hold to the track, bro, you understand.
Hey, Big Fella, can I interrupt you and Big Clark and Kimo?
Yes, sir.
Do I have Big Clark and Kimo on?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're here.
Hey, man, I'm going to ask that y'all hold the show down for me, and I'm going to let y'all close it out. Will y'all do that for me?
Go ahead, Joe. Go ahead. We know you're out of town. Go ahead, man.
Okay, sure. Man. Hey, love everybody. Y'all have a beautiful night, and I'll get back at y'all grudging till I die, baby.
All right, man. All right, Joe. Take it easy.
All right. Partner. All right, Joe.
Yeah, Big Chris, it ain't going to be long for you, man. You know, I know you're tired of walking around dead. I'm going to lay you on down here, guys, dog. It ain't going to be long.
Hey, Kimo.
Yeah.
Kimo, I keep telling him. You don't know what he's walking into, Kimo.
Okay. Now, what you said is right, but you use it the wrong way. You the one don't know what you're walking into, bro. You the one don't know what you're walking into. I understand exactly what I'm doing, and I know what you're working with. I know how you got, what you got, and what you're capable of. You don't know what I'm capable of. That's the problem.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to drop a number so little you're going to need a magnifying glass to see it.
Hey, you did say you're going to be on what side, then?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I ain't even put the nitrous on it yet.
Come on up, Greg. Come on up.
Yeah. I'm going to be on the motor. I'm going to give you the back tie. Y'all going to clear me. That was the race. That's what me and Mr. Boss, Mr. Bond said.
Woo.
He going to clear me.
Hey, Clark, is it any truth to that?
Hey, man. You know, I was under the impression I had the back shot, but Tony,
you got
Tony said, hey,
Tony said it on open radio, bro. He said, if you ain't got no nitrous on, I'm going to clear you. I said, well, that's
Clark,
that's
you
that's,
said
that's
you standing by that.
Oh, yeah, if he said it, we're going to stand by. Hey, if he said it, we're going to stand by that.
Yeah, yeah. He,
all right,
he said
that's what I want to do.
Big Chris, I just want to tell you this, man. I just want to tell you this. That is a tall order.
Ooh.
Hey, Dredd.
That's a tall order, man.
Dredd, I don't know no other way to make my order.
Okay. It's just a tall order, I'm telling you now.
I'm going to go ahead and talk. I'm listening to you.
Get a barber chair.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, don't get to thinking about that race, because jump and he cut your throat. Who else we got on the radio, Kimo?
I don't really know.
I think you may want to try to open some mics or something, Drag.
Okay. Let's do that. Lady A, we got any mics? Anybody with their hands up?
No, sir.
Well, where's our commanding chief at, Mr. Barnes?
He dropped off.
Okay.
So is Tony Barnes, Jay Barnes, is he going down to Bradenton or?
Yeah, I did ask him that the other day. He said yes, he was going. Gunnett is going if he ain't already there. Big Clark will be there tomorrow.
Yeah, I heard Clark say that.
Yeah, I think Larry and Leroy is going too if they ain't left already.
You know Big Larry and Leroy, man. Them boys travel, man.
Larry don't give a darn about burning that highway up, man.
I don't know what state he from, man. With that doggone boy stay on the road so much. What state he from?
Larry's from here, though. He's from Illinois.
He resides
in Illinois, but ain't no telling.
No, I know he's from Illinois, but Larry be gone, man. Larry be shaking his bacon.
One day he
be down there with Gunny Pigs moving his stuff.
Damn, Larry,
what you up here? Yeah, Larry be moving around. Yeah, but you know, Larry, he kind of a big time fisher too. He likes to go fishing, so he goes around a lot fishing when the weather's good.
Oh. Okay. Well, yeah, tell me something about that boat.
Yeah.
I don't know where Illinois to take me out on the water.
I'm going to try to fish off the bank if I'm going to do any fishing there, Kimo.
So you ain't getting out on that water?
No, I don't play. When I quit going to the casino when they had them boats, when they let them go out, me and Bud would run in there for 30 minutes and do our little whatever we're going to do, winning or losing. And before that joker get ready to move out, shoot, I'd break up out of there, probably. I can't drink all that water, man. I know I swim too, but I just can't drink all that water.
That ain't gonna pass through you too well.
Yes, you're right. So, did you hear anything? You ain't get no report about what happened in Bradenton today because they had a testing tune all day.
I have breaking news that Avery can't stay in the plane. Avery can't stay in his lane, and man, they have nitrous backfire shit. I said, man,
You remember the other day it came up about them spraying their car hard, and I was telling somebody, oh, they gonna hit it hard off the starting line now. It's like they be having that son of a gun on. Everything. They got it all in, got dog it from the door.
What I did is talk to one guy and said, man, when it purged, that thing sure shake the ground when he purged it.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't get it worked out. They probably gonna pay the lockup off.
Yeah, right. They got about 24 hours right now as we speak.
What time they got to run it? At 12.
Before track close.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh man.
And they got down the track, I believe they say 2 out of 4. And the 2 times they did get down, man, that thing was crawling.
Mm.
So, you know, it might be a best for Abe and them. They don't get that thing right. Might be best for them to go and pay that punk out and try to get another date.
Yeah.
Now, that's what a wise man would do.
Yeah, you're definitely right.
As tight man to say, I'm going to see you shake down before I skin down.
Right.
And he said shake down didn't look too good, so tight may not skin down with
me. Was anybody else supposed to run today?
No, you know, Stunner probably got some deal with the white boys going.
But Stunner them don't run till Sunday, right?
Yeah, I'm about to say Stunner ain't going to test or run till Sunday or Saturday after sun go down.
Right. Well, this time of the year down in Florida, though, the weather be fair, but when the sun starts going down, it gets a little dewish.
Okay. Stunner gonna have to wait till Sunday. Like I guess Stunner know the weather plans down, and that's probably why he picked Sunday.
Yeah.
So with the big clock, did Tony Bynes go down?
Hey, Tony there.
Yeah.
And I just got some breaking news, but I want to tell it to yourself. Hit me up about the boots up there.
You said what, Clark?
No, this draft. I got a little breaking news for you, Kimo, but I'm gonna tell you. I don't want to tell you on open air.
Okay.
Just hit me up after the after we get off. We can just call up Tony and get my number from
him. Okay. Okay.
Ooh. Yeah.
Ooh. Well, I hope it ain't bad news.
No, it ain't bad, but it's something you want to hear.
Okay.
Man, on another note, bro, we got heavy hearts today, boy, with all the crap that's going on in the world, man. That stuff that happened at that school with them kids, man, God, dog, I just can't seem to quit thinking about that, you know?
Man, you know what? That's kind of my partner here, man. I got a son that I do everything with.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I could not bear the new man. I'm a big old punk to him, man. He called me, if I'm out too late, he called and asked me what I'm doing and everything, man. He on me worse than his mom.
Then but then
I've been coaching, like 11, I've been coaching his basketball team. He's been going all over the country playing basketball. Something happened to him, man, I go crazy.
Well, dude, you know something, man, and the same thing that you talk about, just imagine all the parents just doing exactly what you just said right now, you know, after. For something like that to happen, man. And then the sad part about it, dude, your son, if he was to sit down and sit down and have a conversation with you, and you tell him, son, I'm your keeper, but you can't honestly say that, man, because you don't know if you could protect him. You know, there's so much stuff going on in this world here. You don't know what may happen, man. It's just sad, man. And
I'm gonna tell you like this, man. I can't tell you this. I pray nothing ever like that happened. The court can't keep me from getting that man or whoever. I'm gonna die right there because I'm gonna hold court when I see that man.
Well, I'm sure everybody else feel the same way, but you know,
ain't nothing you can do about that, man. You know, chemo, I lost a son too, man. I lost a son, you know, the gun violence, 17 years old, man. You know, so it ain't easy, man. It ain't easy, man, and to lose. And that was a 17-year-old, you know, my son. I mean, it doesn't matter if he was, you know, my age and I was older. You don't want to lose a child, man, but these were babies, man. These were babies. These son of guns, they ain't had a chance, man. You know, God damn, man, that's just ugly, man. Hard,
yeah, that's
just that's hard, man. You know, I don't really want to just be on open air and talk about this stuff. You know, because I'm sure it's a lot of people feel the same way I do. You know, they get heavy hearts, but, man, what can you do? You know, we pray every day, and I know I do, not just for me and my family. I pray for this world and everybody in it, man, but, God, oh, boy.
I don't know. I was sitting in the rental car place, how, yesterday or day before yesterday, had a shooting at, Utah? In the mall,
yeah,
or
in a mall, six people got killed
and
stuff, you know.
These people crazy, man. You really don't even want to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Prayers go out to them people that lost their lives.
Yeah. Well, we could do it just pray for them, man.
I think a lot of this stuff I think is copycat crimes too. You know, these people see these people do something, and they think they can go out and do a little bit better, a little worse than what the next man do.
Yeah. On a better note, you know, I hope that all them guys that down there racing, man, have a safe weekend. You know, with no wrecks and, you know, nothing crazy happening, man. Just a good weekend of racing. I'm sure with all the action that they're going to have, they're going to pretty much try to have that track on kill, you know. That's probably true. Some of the park problems that Aiden them having, that track's probably real good. You know,
you know,
and,
what? I did have a guy that's down there told him, Tony, I think y'all better add a little more. That's what he said. You know, they came out. This is exactly what they came out and prepped. They shut one lane down and switched everybody over to the other lane, and they prepped it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Adrian then went over there to that lane. Said, man, that thing like to cut the car off when they let that button go. So that, from what I'm hearing, that track is definitely working down there.
It usually be good because, about 4 or 5 years ago, that was before Cali got killed. You know, I was driving Cali car, and we went down there testing in Bradenton. And around this way, Cali car didn't never get a good hold to the track. You know what I'm saying? We pretty much was hazing the tires down there where we went. Shoot, man, I made such a good, clean run over that way. That track was real good.
Man, I'm going to tell you, I seen one track do that to the car. AEIL had just left Norwalk.
Yeah, Norwalk. But that's just a good track anyway. And then after they prep it, you know, it's sure enough on Q and them and they try it. But Norwalk is good, man.
Norwalk was shutting Shannon Jenkins and them cars off. This the same day that Aiden them run, they won Wayne and them over there. They did two times. Man, ADRL had just left, and Shannon Jenkins and them stayed to do some testing. They had that track hooking so good, man, that thing was cutting them pro miles off of. Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Norwalk is like one of the best. And for guys that know who don't know what Norwalk is, that's Norwalk, Ohio. That's the Summit Raceway track.
Right.
That thing there, boy, if you ever get a chance, that's a track to go and test that road. That thing there, that place be hooking more.
Yeah. I just got a text from my host, Mississippi Joe, and he said, Lady A, if we ain't got no more callers, then we can start on working on the final comments.
Lady A? Okay, we're going to go to final comments. We'll start off with Big Carr. Big Chris, you got any final comments?
Yeah, Drag, man. Hey, I just enjoyed the show. It was a real productive show tonight. You know, props out to Mr. Joe, man, for doing the thing. So, you know, and
okay,
I see y'all guys, y'all guys in Lena, man. Those come and pray. That's y'all in Lena.
Okay, hey, be safe, bro. Be safe getting down there in Florida. And have you a good time, man. I'm going to try to hit you up before you leave.
Okay, do that, bro.
Okay, man. All right. What about you, Kimo? Right. Final comment?
No, I just want to express out to the people that lost their lives in those tragic shootings for the last couple of days and make sure all the guys make it back home out of the race in Braylon, make it to Braylon and back home safely. That's about it.
Okay, bro. We appreciate that. Who else we got on the line?
You got the big daddy.
Big
yes,
Will,
sir.
Big Will. Final comment, Big Will.
I enjoyed the show. Sound like a good thing. I'm still in the garage turning wrenches.
You still in the garage standing around that heater. That's what you're doing, sucker.
Hey, you got to do something to keep warm.
Okay. Sleepy. We got final comments.
Sleepy got knocked off.
Sleep got knocked. Who else we got on? Leon. Leon, you still in? All right, whoever's online, if you're still online, you got final comments. Come on with it, y'all. Okay, I guess it leaves me. Well, guys, we want to say again, we had another good Friday, another good show, you know, and we just like to send our condolences from Grudge Inc. and all of us, just the listening artists, to the families of the people that lost their children and lost their parents or whatever the case is, man. And just all of us to get a chance when you do your prayer, man. Keep these people in prayer, man. And that's all I have to say. And I'll be talking with you guys tomorrow. We have another Grudge Inc. show at 9:00. Central Time, which will be 7:00 Western, or what do they call it, in California. I'm a little bit confused with how that time is. Is that Pacific over that way, Big Wheel?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, well, it'll be 9:00 our time, which is in Chicago, Central Time. We have Teo, which is also a Grudge Inc. director from sunny California. So, guys, we'll see you all tomorrow at 9:00. Take care and good to hear from y'all.